Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The Beaumont Boys, live at Wind River Resort and Casino. Just a couple of boys from Beaumont, Texas, who turned out to be country music icons.
I got the key, she got the power.
Mark Chestnut, Tracy Byrd, back-to-back Friday, September 27th. Tickets on sale at WindRiver.com.
Powerhouse Solar announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we are, ready to review what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio. A weekly event, a weekly affair, if you will, with the likes of mental minds, mentally astute people like Victoria Jones with the D.C. Radio Company. We seem to have a D.C. prominence here because Rich McFadden, also from the D.C. headquartered Radio America, our originating network. You like that music? Is that why you let that go there?
I did. We kind of have. You didn't like it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
So I'm mentally astute, and what is Rich?
Rich is... You don't want me there.
He's here.
Yeah, Rich is here. Yep, congratulations. By the way, speaking of congratulations, as we get started with our story list today, one of them that's left off is that the president seems to think that buying Greenland is a good investment.
That's my favorite story of the week.
I love this story.
It's
right?
So awesome. And you know what? He's the guy that will do it.
No, he won't, actually, because it's not for sale. And even the people in Greenland don't own their own homes because Denmark owns all the land.
Right. You can't buy properties. Like, if you move to Greenland, you can't buy a lot of property. They just allow you to use it.
Yeah, you can use it. So you can have a house, and then, but it's not yours.
Right.
But he's got this idea, and because he thinks it would be like, hey, I've bought a country. How cool is that?
But very cool.
That's the only reason he wants to do it. You do know that, right?
He's going to Denmark next month. I say he comes back with a receipt for a new contract.
There we go.
Or it's not a contract.
I say he just comes back, and it's like, and I wish I could speak Danish because I'd love to see the press.
Why do the Danish want to hold on? Greenland is just a big frozen rock. It's a strategic.
Minerals.
Yeah, it's got a lot of natural resources.
Okay.
Apparently Truman tried to buy it for $100 million.
Really?
And they turned him down. But
the problem is it's all borrowed money these days. Everything we do. Now,
so the Chinese would actually be buying it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. There you go.
I don't know, man.
Ding, 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 ding,
I think
ding,
you throw up a couple of trillion dollars and Denmark says, here's the deed.
Yeah.
And then so Trump comes back and says, hey, Canada, we got you surrounded.
Yeah, we're on. Get you. Speaking of the Chinese, number two this week on the story list from Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at Talkers.com. And also Talkers Magazine has a list every week of the top 10 stories, according to their research, and the people who have been discussed more than others on radio programs that are somewhat similar to this. Well, no, this is a unique program because we take apart the list. Number two, our trade war and what's going on Chinese and the Hong Kong East. I was trying to find out earlier, what do you call a Hong Kongian? Is there such a
Hong Konger?
That you're a Hong Konger?
Yeah.
Person that lives there is a Hong Konger?
You're making that
not
up.
Yeah.
Hong
no, I'm not making it up. They're Hong Kongers. That's
no.
what they are. No,
Hong
I'm Kong-anese. Not making it up.
God.
No, wait. They're Hong Kongers.
Wait, I'm Googling you now.
Oh, you Google it, man. I am correct.
Meanwhile, the Chinese trade war taking its toll with America's farmers and others. There are people who are talking about it. Number three this week. What's Chinese food?
Are we just moving on because there are pieces of both of these stories we should talk about? Or are we doing the list?
No. What I was going to do is, I was going to actually tie two and three together.
Hong Konger.
Because Hong
Konger. Thank you. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought
Thank
you said
Hong Konga.
Oh, you make, ethnic slurs.
See, I thought that's what you said.
This early.
Hong Kong. I like Hong Konganese, actually, much better than Hong Konger. Meanwhile, back at the real story, the Chinese and the effects of the trade war, something, the so-called unintended, these are unintended consequences. Trump, I think in this circumstance, I believe that putting the Chinese on their ear is a good thing.
Yes.
Because we've let them get away with a lot of stuff, and everybody's been chicken to deal with them. Trump's no chicken. He may be a lot of other things, but he's not a chicken. So when it comes to this, however, not only is the American family farmer and thus the American public suffering in the food department because of this, but the stock market. There are apparently this week Germany had some real cracks in some of the economic systems there. And so people who are naysayers or those who are, see, I told you so, those people are looking at some sort of stock market weakness, and that'll lead us to a recession, and it's all the Chinese trade war, the problems with that, and that is a lot of other... there's so much borrowed money in the world, it's that's part
Here's
of the problem.
Here's a dilemma.
Yes, Rich.
Back in the 80s when... The China now was Japan then. Remember that?
Yes, right, yep. They made crap, too.
Well, Japan was manipulating their currency just like China has
yes.
been for the past decade and really putting the screws to us. And we finally said, okay, no
See
more.
See what that did for them.
And we went to Japan and we said, yeah, you've got to stop this. It will go on for no more. And they eventually finally did it, but it's only because they were kind of an American protectorate. Because after World War II, we've been their protection.
Yeah.
So we had the leverage.
We rebuilt a country we destroyed. We rebuilt it.
Right. And then we destroyed it again. Because they did stop manipulating their currency, and they did let inflation go up. But then they tried to give out cheap housing or cheap loans for housing, and they had their own bubble, and they have never ever recovered from that bubble. We do not have that same leverage with China, except that their economy is not nearly as strong as ours, and we can outweigh them. So now it's just kind of a game of chicken.
Well, they have. I use the reference of deep roots. Our economy has deep, deep, deep roots.
Yeah.
They got a lot of cash. But they don't have deep roots to their economy. And the public there doesn't really...
They have something
really
different.
They have a billion people.
Well, they have a couple of
market,
things different. They don't have two-year and four-year elections. They have 25 and 50-year plans. They have a president for life.
Yeah.
And they have infinite patience.
She is so right. She, bingo.
Well, the public is restless there, as is the public in Iran. So we have governments... I mean, you could say that about our country.
The public
governments, and then we have the public, and so it all—it's dependent on how some of this stuff weighs in. All right, so that's the—that's how we get started here. The first overview of a couple of important stories on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Rich and Doug here at 14 after the hour. Let me help you lose some weight if you would like to. Here is our promise. Our promise, and I say ours, my promise, along with a backup of Kellitrin, the family that runs Kellitrin, that came up with a formula, which basically consists of the biggest, the most important protein in your body, which is collagen. And, you know, sometimes people say to me, you get too into the weeds. I don't want to know what's there. I just want to know that it works. And if you tell me it works, then I believe you, because I don't tell people things that aren't true. Generally, I don't back something with what they call an endorsement on the radio unless I've used it. I believe in the natural impact of things like this because There's nothing in Calitrin that will make you go all jiggy. There's no, there aren't any drugs, you know, stimulants, none of that stuff. And you don't have to go on a crash diet with Calitrin. By the way, it's spelled C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. You want to go to the website, calitrin.com. It'll connect you. Both toploss.com and calitrin.com .com will get you to the information that you probably want to consider. The reviews, the photos of people, the community of folks who have lost from 7 pounds to 70 pounds and more by getting on this program. Take 4 capsules every night, and through the night, it works on rebuilding your body, because that collagen gets into your system. Your body starts rebuilding. With that, get out the fat and build up lean muscle. A little exercise, good for you. So if you want the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, go to toploss.com. Special deal when you check the box for DJV. You get free shipping and also 3 bottles. You buy them, 2 bottles you get free. You get a 5-month supply, 10% off everything you buy, and free shipping. That's all with the DJV code. Get started now. Get on the Calitrin program. Lose the weight and keep it off. Go to toploss.com and use the checkout DJV for all kinds of benefits. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to toploss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2 for the price of 1 plus free shipping. Use the promo code DJV at toploss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. Toploss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry my pillows. A 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen, the people list. Let me just go through this in a quick... I actually do want to talk about Sherry Redstone, who's number 10 on the list this week. Todd and Julie Christie, another... What a pair those two are. Woo-wee! Bad Vlad, number 8. Let's see, all the usual... I look at this list, I see there usually is one name next to a number. But these characters running... for office and the, what do they call the women, the 4 women, the club? What is it? The squad.
The squad. No,
squad. Yeah, they're squad. All over the place. Bill and Hillary Clinton are number 3 because, this is, I want your take on this, Victoria. The picture of Bill Clinton in the blue dress, the painting that one sees if you walk into Jeffrey Epstein's apartment, the first thing you see is a large portrait of Bill Clinton with a blue dress on and wearing red heels.
That's funny.
Haven't you heard that?
Yeah.
You didn't hear this?
No,
huh?
That's really,
really
great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I would say is, well, let's wait till we get to the number 1 story, because I've got a very interesting angle
what,
on
Trump?
This.
Trump is number... Oh, you mean
no, people.
Is number 1, the Epstein death. Yeah, right. He's number 2 on the people list. Trump's number 1. So, yeah, the Epstein death and whether he was strangled or whether he got offed or what... happened to him. What's your money on Richie? He got off or he committed suicide?
What no. He was suicided for sure.
Suicided?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He suicided himself. But
you think he did? No conspiracy for you,
he's
Victoria.
He's a coward.
Ah, okay. What
he's
say?
A
he's
coward.
A coward and would have rolled over like nobody's business, and that's why they offed him.
Right. No, he
no
was
way
not.
That
he
he's a coward.
A,
so no way that guy killed himself.
Coward.
Because he's a coward. No way he killed himself.
Right. But Victoria,
no,
you had something.
Yes, yeah, I do. Yeah. I have two things. One thing is that all these conspiracy theories, let's remember this is all about money. He yeah. couldn't have done any of this really without money, and he was friendly with both political parties.
Right.
But there's a very both everybody with money. There's an interesting story in Forbes, and I'll tell you more shortly.
Right. And plus the picture of Bill Clinton with a chicken. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
We're Billy and Patrick, and we love 0% APR financing.
And that's what you'll get at Redding Kia during the Kia Summer Sales Event. Don't pay the bank one penny to borrow when you can take home a brand new award-winning 2019 Kia Sorento or 2019 Kia Optima.
It's 0% APR for 75 months. That's the best finance offer ever from Kia Motors. Keep your cash in the bank. Go no money down on approval of credit. Pay it off anytime you'd like.
It's so simple. It's free money. 0% APR for 75 months on all brand new 2019 Kia Sorentos and all 2019 Kia Optimas.
And every new Kia comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty.
Act fast. This deal won't last.
0% APR for 75 months is $13.33 per 1,000 finance. Must finance through KMF for this offer on approval of credit. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Billy is the marketing director for Redding Kia.
Ends 8/28/2019. Redding Kia. RedingKia.com.
This is Carl Bott, and this year, Linda and I are having a staycation at Holiday Harbor. Great facilities, boats, and of course, the Harbor Cafe. Harbor Cafe is open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great food, beer, wine, and of course, mimosas in the morning. Add that to the views of Lake Shasta, and there's no reason to go anywhere else. We love Holiday Harbor and the Harbor Cafe. That's a staycation every family will enjoy. Holiday Harbor.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here, or let's keep at it. Let's find out from Victoria Keelan what she has on Jeffrey Epstein. What do you have? What do you
I don't. Well, you have to wait for Victoria Keelan because she'll give you her report.
Victoria's all around me. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. So, all right, up with the info. Out with
okay, so this is from Forbes. So the day after he was taken off suicide watch, disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein spent at least 2 hours locked up alone with a young woman in a private room reserved for inmates and their attorneys, according to an attorney who
so
was visiting the
what's
prison
her name?
That day.
No, not
Ghislaine Maxwell. No. This is... the visiting attorney said the optics were startling because she was young and pretty. Mm. And he speculated the woman could be a lawyer and she could have been like a first year, something like that. But she wasn't dressed in a suit. She was dressed casually, like for a brunch, like in jeans and a blouse. The lawyer said she could have been a first-year associate. It was slacks and a blouse. Could have been jeans or another kind of pants, but like Sunday brunch attire. So I just find this interesting. And apparently he used to spend about 8 hours in this room that was reserved for inmates and their attorneys, which means that other inmates didn't have access to this room because he didn't want to be in this horrendous cell. So again, privilege, 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 money. But what was he doing with this young first-year, apparently, associate attorney rather than with his high-powered $600 an hour attorneys? What was he doing for 2 hours?
Paying
with this $1,200
an hour for other services.
Yeah, twice as much. So, it's, this the whole thing is ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
It is.
What a pig, man.
How many other people are there in the world who are like this? That would be the question that I would want to
answer. And
where
is the justice?
Justice? He's got money. He doesn't need justice. He got money. Money and justice don't...
Justice for the women.
Depends on how you define
justice. They don't get their justice because he's a coward. Well, because he got killed. He suicided himself.
Well, they can take a shot at his, whatever his... estate is worth.
They can still sue his estate, yes.
Yeah.
And let's find that Ghislaine pimp.
Yeah. She was in an In-N-Out burger in L.A. yesterday. Somebody
That's why I saw
her,
that, yeah.
Took a picture of her. She's in In-N-Out burger.
So what happened to all of the documents that got handed over, which really were the landslide that led to his being offed or him offing himself? When do they come out?
Not sure.
What makes you think they're going to come out?
I don't know. And it's very interesting. You know, the attorneys or the prosecutors in Florida who cut that deal whereby the women weren't allowed access to anything and they were cut out of the process are now saying, well, his alleged associates have a right to due process. And they should be allowed access to everything. So it's like, well, where were you when the alleged victim should have been allowed due process to everything?
Right, and that's why you will see these documents, Doug, because they will sue. You will see this go to court for the money, and a lot of this information will come out. But I'm sure the people that had him killed will also get that information that they want gone and have it tucked under the rug.
Gonzo. All right, let's talk about something really important in the next half hour, like Chris Cuomo, that incident in the Hamptons where he got in the guy's face who got in his face.
So epic.
Not going to mess you up, man.
I'll throw you down the steps, dude.
Yeah, right. Well, I remember Frodo the dog. I never don't remember character Fredo.
Fredo.
Okay. I used to be called a Freddy Cat when I was a kid. Any relationship here?
Kind of. Yeah, Freddy a little bit.
Cat. Yeah. Okay, well, let's explore this as we continue this week's Talk Radio Review at 28 past the hour.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's toploss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important. And after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. 1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program provides socialization, transportation, and free meals to eligible Native American elders and their spouses. Our program celebrates Native elders through cultural activities, entertainment, exercise, and education. Elders can dine together here and will deliver meals to those who are unable to attend. The Reading Rancheria Senior Nutrition Program is free. Discover the services available to you or your elders at readingrancheria.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now back into the focus of the big stories of the week that have made it onto the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine, the week of August the 12th to the 16th. So we're halfway through, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? Halfway through the month of August. School is just around the corner for some. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America in Washington to help me go through this list, the story list, and the people that's published by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Victoria Jones also here from the D.C. Radio Company. Richie, when do your children go back to school?
My daughter's count says 11 days.
And she's counting.
Oh,
she's counting.
Yeah. And my son has already started. He's in high school. He's in 10th grade. Band already started, so they're in the parking lot practicing marching.
And I remember when he was born. Good God.
Yeah.
All right.
Now he's 6'1", Doug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's bunga, is he bunga. Still growing?
Yeah.
He's a teenager. Wow. Still growing like weed. Now, speaking of growing, before we get back to the list, the actual list, the stories and the people list, although this person should be on the people list, not on the list, but ought to be, that's the category, Arlo Guthrie. Victoria and I have just been sort of sharing a few of the tie-dye shots. If you see this picture, what did he do to his hair? He must have put pink something or other in his hair. That ought to be that Woodstock thing that people have been talking about for months and months and months. The revival, if you will, the 50th anniversary of the death of New York, the Max Yazgar's farm, where Woodstock all took place. What was going on in the country then? See, I think this is the story. Not just the get-together, the people who were there and those experiences, but think about, go back in time to what you were thinking 50 years ago if you were around. And what was going on in your life? In my life...
I was thinking I need a new diaper, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking much. Did you see the pics, Rich, that I sent?
I did. There's a classic.
You know, isn't that great, man?
But think about where you were. That's the great exercise here. What was going on in your life, August 15th to 18th, 1969, when there were 400,000 people that showed up for this festival... And it made a mess of the guy's farm, but it certainly made an impact on Americana. To the point, the point is, 50 years later, we go back to celebrate what it was that we weren't really celebrating, we were pissed off. How old was I? And I was 22 years old
or
something?
I would say that this event got us in the mess we're in today.
How so?
No, not that event.
What we were doing. The Vietnam War and the things socially that were going on and economically in our country.
All those hippies ended up in the media and as college professors, and that's why we have the
bankers
extreme left versus the extreme right today, because they've been raising college kids, they've been indoctrinating college kids, and us through the media. All those people became...
Those
journalists.
Some of them became right wingers. A lot of them became right wingers. I mean, the world is not just a right wing paradigm.
It's
more complex than that.
I would say the free love decade has changed us a lot.
That was
and you
great.
See those changes
that was a great
today.
Part of that. Yeah.
Well, and the 50s changed us a lot. The 50s changed us a lot. It's not just the 60s.
No, you're right.
The 50s changed
World
us
War
a lot.
World War II changed us a lot. The Dust Bowl changed a lot. The 1929 Depression changed this a lot. World War One changed it. Every bits of history.
But for the positive,
the Civil War.
Better or worse?
Everything changes us a lot. So to blame
something
on something.
Do you think the free love, let's just stop here. Do you think
free
the free love decade changed us for better or worse, Doug?
Yeah, free love. I'm all for free love.
I think that this event was not a negative event. I think there were... things in the 60s that were negative. I think there were things in the 70s that were negative. I think there were things in the 50s and 40s and 80s that were negative. I don't think that Woodstock.
I'm not asking about the 80s. I'm asking about the free love, the hippie experience.
No, I don't think that free love in the 60s
had a positive or negative effect on us.
I think it's had a positive effect. I think the goals of free love, which were they wanted peace, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nothing.
Didn't achieve it.
That's why
they
didn't
achieve it.
Yeah, it was about the Vietnam War. I have vivid memories. You don't because you're not old enough. Vietnam War was Korea really was the beginning of the scourge of military-industrial complex that had been given license to go crazy during World War II because we needed what they produced, and then after that. There had to be a reason for
being. But the Korean conflict, in the end, was a successful effort.
Really? For whom?
Ask the people who are starving in North Korea.
Ask the people who are thriving in South Korea.
Okay, so they could have all been thriving.
Whose families are split between the two Koreas. I think they disagree.
Yeah. And then you go from there, from Korea, you go into Vietnam... and that unbelievable waste of life and money. And then you think about the waste of Afghanistan and the Middle East. The only thing that really, in my mind, and I don't want to get off on this because I want to go back to the list, but Desert Storm was necessary. Other than that, there's nothing. There has never been, there isn't now a reason for us being where we are militarily. It just is because it's good for business. So, all right, let's keep moving. Let's go back. Speaking of good for business, I'm relating because a lot of these things are tied together. The number four and five item on the talkers listen, as again I say often, you want to see the whole list in its entirety, go to talkers.com. The shooting in El Paso and Dayton, Philadelphia had a shootout. The number five conversation about calls for increasing gun control. You know, there's got to be a consciousness. There are a lot of laws on the books now that are ignored. They aren't even understood. So just, it's politically astute, I suppose, to call for new gun laws. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do that. The real culprit here is Wayne LaPierre. He's the number one. He's got a target on his back. It's appropriate for him because he's responsible for a lot of the ill-timed attitudes toward gun control that even members of the NRA. I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, a guy that I know very well. We saw a sticker on my truck for the NRA. And so he said, well, would you belong to the NRA? I said, yeah, I've been belong to the NRA forever. Well, what do you think? Because I knew, we talk about Ollie a little bit. He was surprised that I knew Ollie, Oliver North, and I never get her name right because I never can pronounce her name. Dana Lash, right?
Yep.
It's Lash, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, they got pushed out because LaPierre didn't like their attitude because it wasn't what he wanted to get done. So now things are getting shaken up in the NRA. But the point I'm making here is that one organization having this much power over candidates or people that are in political positions is just wrong. And so you get into the deeper throes of all of this, the way the country is run, the system of getting elected, reelected. Richie said something very astute, and I don't know if he thought of it that way. We're the only country that has all these damn elections over and over and over and over and over. We're in a constant state of electoralists, whereas other countries we're competing with, they don't even have, they have elections when they feel like it. Okay, England says, call for election next month. France, Germany, all of them. And then the Chinese, they don't have elections. They say, oh, we've got a president, he was elected. Come on, who believes that? So you're dealing with all of this this stuff, and it's kind of like we were out to lunch.
Well, our country, our electoral process is run by one thing. Money.
Well, it is now.
That's the case everywhere, but more so now.
No, it's not. It's not.
No,
if you look at the way other countries do it, there's very little money involved.
Well, it's because they have short election cycles, much as anything else.
We definitely need to fix our election process.
So what do we do to do that, Richie?
Right now, and even the DNC.
You won't agree with getting rid of the Electoral College.
No, I don't want to get rid of the Electoral College. I just want to get rid of the money that goes for the campaigns. Unintentionally, the DNC even changed it even more during this primary process, because in an effort to try and whittle down the 20 that they had to throw on a stage at any given time, they said, okay, in order for you to qualify for the next round, you have to get so many donations from this amount of states. And so
it's all about donations.
So
they're making it about money.
Right. You have to have this. So now they have to get 130,000 donations. So everybody's trying to get a dollar from one person in these amount of states. And so they're spending so much time trying to get $1 donations from 20 different states so that they can make it to the next stage.
It's a joke.
And it's just goes to show how the money controls us.
Yep. And it's bigger than this. It's because you've got dark money. Which is creepy. Whatever your philosophy is, it's
Citizens
creepy.
United ruined this country. That decision, one decision, ruined the country. Money comes because of that.
My buddy Dave Bossy.
Yeah, great, Richie. Thanks. You've got bad.
He's a good
dude. Choice of friends.
He's a great guy.
Do I know him? I think I met him once through you, didn't I?
You may have met him. He was. I was friends with him years and years ago. But a good guy.
Yeah. All right. Time for us to. Have a good night's rest after all this stuff upsetting you. Oh, my God, how am I going to sleep thinking about all this stuff? Well, I have a solution. I have my pillows. You have your pillows. But if you are smart, you have your My Pillow. My Pillow. Amazing company, great American story. Mike Lindell, who runs it, he was the inventor. He was an engineer, didn't like the pillows he bought in the store, so he made his own. And look what it's netted him. 1,500 employees working around the clock to make pillows. They can't supply them fast enough. And because things have done well for them with a lot of great audio, good radio. radio advertising. There are big discounts for the rest of the month on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use the code DJV, you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually it's $89. You get it for $29 right now using the promo code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, save up to 50, 60, 65% on all kinds of great stuff, including that body pillow. Save the dough. Use the code DJV for these great specials at MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show with the official story list. Let me go through it in case you haven't heard or you didn't go to Talkers.com to get the list, the official list. At number 10, the anniversary of Woodstock, and things do play back to some of the older listeners on the News Talk Radio. Number 9, the Russian explosions. Number 8, Chris Cuomo and his incident in the Hamptons. Number 7, the presidential race. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, calls for increased gun control. Number 4, conversations about the shootings. El Paso, Dayton, Philadelphia, Chicago should be in there as well. Number 3, what's going on in the economy. Number 2, what's happening in China. And number 1, the death of Jeffrey Epstein. That's the story list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Dried Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. When it comes to the people list from Talkers, Sherry Redstone is in the number 10 position. She's the controlling stockholder in the CBS Corporation, actually Viacom, which 13, 14 years ago, it was all one company. Her father, who was in charge at the time, decided they'd get more money out of splitting the companies up. They did that. Now they're back together again. Todd and Julie Chrisley in the number 9 position. Bad Vlad in the premier or president of China, number 8. All these politicians from the Senate and the House leadership there, number 7. Chris Cuomo at number 6. Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats running for office, number 5. The squad, number 4. Bill and Hill, number 3. Jeffrey Epstein, number 2 on the list of the most discussed people. And as you can imagine, Donald Trump manages to hold on to his position at number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I'm going to beat on my chest now. Oh, I'm tough. I'm like Chris Cuomo. I'm big. I'm tough. I'll get you. if you give me any starch. So he looked pretty foolish and all of that. The guy that gave him the starch looked pretty foolish. The whole thing was pretty foolish. But yet, it may, because mostly stations that do news talk are right of center, and Chris Cuomo works for CNN. Brother is the mayor, is the governor of New York, and they aren't exactly in the middle when it comes to politics. I just get a kick out of people and how important they think they are. So where do you go from there, Victoria? Where do we, why do we pay any attention to this sort of thing? It's a good question, isn't it?
Because it's shoved in our faces.
Yeah.
And so you have to sort
we
of avoid
support.
It.
CNN says, we support our reporter. That came from another news organization.
Right. If, that was a, if he worked for Fox, what do you think CNN would be saying?
Oh, I no. I think they would support him. I mean, it's like with the White House press corps where they all support each other. No,
Ryan
I think they would.
Kilmeade. What's he doing? I mean, I'd like to see him face off Chris Cuomo.
Kilmeade's not that high strung.
No, he's not at all. He's pretty cool.
But he's laid back.
He's laid back.
Yeah, yeah, laid back. 10 before the hour. Thank you, Victoria Jones and Rich McFadden here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time is 53 past the hour. The beauty of information here on the overview that we have every week of tops, the top five. I was going to say the top five songs. No, I don't think so. We won't be
singing. Anyway, it's sort of like the top five hits.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's a countdown of the top five tech stories, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan. Who's here with me? I'm Doug Steffen. Number five, on our way to number one, LED masks and whether or not they are good for you.
So the safety of LED face masks are coming into question. Now, you, if you're on social media and someone has one of these, they always take a selfie. And so this looks like a plastic mask that goes over your face, and it has either red, amber, or blue lights that is that illuminates it onto your skin. And the LED lights, they have different, they basically solve different skin concerns. If you want to have more collagen and plump your skin, there's a setting for that. Red reduces inflammation, and then the blue light kills bacteria. So these have become very, very popular. If you go to the dermatologist where all this began, Those treatments can be up to $300 per session, and you need multiple sessions, so it is very pricey.
Ooh,
so Neutrogena started, and other drugstore brands started making their own for only about $34.99. Neutrogena is now the first company to pull these from the shelves, saying that the mask itself doesn't do anything to harm your skin. It's actually very good for your skin, but it's harmful to your eyes. And so they're saying if you are going to continue using these masks at home, you have to protect your eyes. This can actually cause permanent vision loss, and you either keep your eyes closed or use some goggles or whatever you need to do, make sure you're protecting your eyes. And that's pretty much what dermatologists have been saying this week across the board. As these masks get more and more popular, always make sure that you buy one that's FDA cleared as well.
Who would have thunk it?
Yep.
Number four, Movie Pass. Those of you who are silly people used to say to me, get the Movie Pass, you'll love it.
A lot of people are unhappy with MoviePass this week because now some of the employees, and are probably former employees, have come forward saying that there was a lot of chicanery going on behind the scenes and that the CEO directed these employees to change the passwords of some of the users who would use a lot of the movies. People who would go, because basically MoviePass gives you an unlimited amount of movies that you can see in theaters per month for a $10 fee. It was an amazing deal. It was supposed to be a publicity stunt. It went way too far, and 3 million people signed up. The company can't sustain it. So they're on their way out to going bankrupt, and this is probably going to be the next big class action lawsuit. So if you got shut out of movies that you really wanted to see, you most likely, they tampered with your account on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Number three, voting machines and hackers. What a combo.
Yep, this is not great. Security researchers found 35 back-end election systems in 10 different states that were connected to the internet at some point in the past, and which basically left them vulnerable of being hacked or tampered with. And the researchers also found that the election systems are behind firewalls that can be misconfigured and are otherwise not secure. Now, all of these systems are made by a company called Election Systems and Software. They are the top voting machine in the voting machine company in the United States. This is not great coming up with the 2020 election, and there are a lot of bills that have already been presented to Mitch McConnell in the Senate. He has not brought a single one to a vote, which is very suspect. And the other thing, technologically, these machines are running on Windows 7, which will no longer even be supported by the end of this year, meaning by more than a year from now, when we hit the 2020 election, I don't even know how they're going to secure these machines. It's kind of a disaster.
Lovely. Number two, working our way to number one on the list of important tech stories, the FBI is into monitoring Facebook now, it would appear.
Yeah, after all the mass shootings, the FBI is stepping up saying we need to do something, and they think that one of the answers is to harvest all of the data from Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. Instagram would be included in this, Snapchat as well. The FBI is seeking proposals from third-party vendors to see how they could maybe monitor all of this, and if anything is a red flag, then potentially they could prevent another mass shooting.
Number one story is a simple merger that'll work out well for both parties, it looks like. I wonder how it'll work out for the users of these products.
Well, that's exactly it. This is maybe not so simple for the consumer. CBS and Viacom have reunited. So now Showtime, CBS, the book publisher Simon & Schuster, all the MTV networks, Nickelodeon and Paramount Movie Studios will be one new streaming service. So it's yet another monthly bill that we all may have to endure.
And you got your choices. I'm saying this stuff is going to become so expensive they're going to go back to pay for television or advertisers for their TV.
Possibly.
59 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
Very good allies with Denmark. We protect Denmark like we protect large portions of the world. So the concept came up, and I said certainly I'd be strategically it's interesting.
But Greenland says, Denmark, though, that is, says Greenland's not for sale. Mr. Trump, though, admitting it's not a priority of his administration. A senior administration official says the U.S. has opened up secret communications with Venezuela's Socialist Party boss, as members of President Nicolas Maduro's inner circle seek guarantees they won't face retribution if they cede to growing demands to remove him. U.S. official told the Associated Press the Asado Gabello, considered the most powerful man in Venezuela after Maduro, met last month in Caracas with someone in close contact with the Trump administration. It's been a rare calm weekend in Hong Kong.
There were chants again, but this time the pop of tear gas canisters was replaced by the patter of rain, as thousands of demonstrators turned Hong Kong's streets into a river of umbrellas. While police put the estimated turnout considerably lower, organizer Bonnie Long says more than 1.7 million people took part.
These people, the people of Hong Kong, had revitalized and also reauthorized in the campaign.
Demonstrators heeded calls from organizers to remain peaceful after the violent clashes of recent weeks. Activist Joshua Wong told Sky News they were looking to send Chinese leaders a message.
We hope President Xi could realize that sending troops to Hong Kong is not the way out.
But pro-democracy activists say they have no plans to end the demonstrations. I'm Ben Thomas.
More at townhall.com.
This is your Stock Market Bulletin. I'm Bobby Richards. The CEO of an obscure $3 tech stock founded by the blue-collar son of a police officer has captured the attention of Donald Trump. Trump met with the CEO at the White House. And since then, Donald Trump appears to have become the company's number one fan. He showed up at a groundbreaking ceremony. He called the CEO one of the most successful business people across the globe. And he said what they are doing is the eighth wonder of the world. We decided to investigate for ourselves and reached out to the premier stock analyst in the United States, Oxford Club Chief Investment strategist Alex Green. Alex told us the company is landing massive deals, including $450 million with Nokia, $395 million with Microsoft, $828 million with Cisco, and $29.2 billion with Apple. The company is set to create 50,000 jobs in America this year, and Alex has now declared this $3 stock his number one play for 2019. Go to onestockretirement.com for more details, including how much Alex expects the stock to rise this year.
Brought to you by the Oxford Club.
Authorities have made an arrest in connection with the New York City subway devices.
A homeless man from West Virginia faced charges Saturday for allegedly placing two devices that looked like pressure cookers in a New York City subway station, forcing an evacuation and starling the morning commute. Larry Ketton Griffin II of Bruno, West Virginia, was awaiting arraignment late Saturday in Manhattan Central Booking. He was taken into police custody after he was seen in surveillance video at Manhattan's Fulton subway station holding one of the objects police identified as rice cookers, and determined they were not explosives.
Correspondent Patrick Foss. An Iranian supertanker hauling $130 million worth of light crude oil that the U.S. suspects to be tied to a sanctioned organization lifted its anchor and begun moving away from Gibraltar late Sunday. The trail left by GPS data on marinetraffic.com, a vessel tracking service, showed the Grace One moving shortly before midnight. This is townhall.com. American Airlines scored a victory in court over two unions representing mechanics who the airline says are taking part in an illegal work slowdown.
A federal judge has ordered the unions to tell workers to take all steps to avoid interfering with Americans' operations. U.S. District Court Judge Charles McBride found merit in statistics compiled by American showing that starting earlier this year, workers began taking longer to fix planes and delayed more tasks. The judge wrote that the only reasonable explanation was that mechanics were acting deliberately to gain leverage in contract negotiations.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. Americans sued the Transport Workers Union and the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers back in May. The unions denied wrongdoing. Southwest also sued its mechanics union this year, but then settled on a new contract. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hi, I'm Robin Fader, co-executive director of the Reading Fashion Alliance. We are hosting the 2019 Reading Fashion Week starting September 6th with a trunk show at Carousel Boutique. The fashion show gala, featuring several local fashion designers and models, is happening September 7th at the downtown Reading atrium. We are featuring a fashion lounge, DJ, drinks, and hors d'oeuvres. Support small businesses in Reading on Shop Local Night, September 12th, from 4 to 8 p.m. We will wrap up Reading Fashion Week with an opening reception for the iconic fashion exhibit at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring designer fashion from the collection of Alita Carpenter. On September 13th from 6 to 9 p.m. We have so many great events. Get tickets and more information at www.readingfashionalliance.org. We can't wait to see you at Reading Fashion Week, beginning September 6th.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Please use as directed.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is time for the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine. You can find this list at talkers.com. This week, August 12th to the 16th, a number of items. And it looks like, actually, a cursory look here. Michael Harrison, who is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is going to go through the list officially. But a cursory look at this, Michael, would have us believe that there is a shakeup going on in the world. Things are different.
The world is shaking like a leaf.
Unbelievable.
It really is. There's nothing funny about it either. It's real serious stuff.
Yeah,
you have to laugh to keep from crying, but if you laugh too much, you'll be accused of political incorrectness.
Well, unless you look at a picture of Arlo Guthrie from the Woodstock 50th.
I went out to Alice's church about 25 years ago
right.
and interviewed him. Out in the Berkshires.
Yep.
And what a
Western
guy.
Mass.
What a guy. Hey, yeah. The New York State freeway's closed, man.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
right.
Man. Right. Yeah. Ian and Willie Nelson, I think, have about the same grass consumption. Do they not? I'm guessing.
I am. Well, you're the person who knows about the consumption of grass being a
no,
dairy
I don't.
Farmer.
I just am
a dairy farmer. Grass, dairy farmer. Cows. I'm not
grass,
talking
that's
about
it. Right. Yes.
I'm not talking about wacky weed.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. So would you like to?
I don't know about that stuff. No. I'm on strike. No. Let's do it.
You know. You're not going to do this.
Number
10. Stories?
Number 10. The O.J. Simpson murder trial. Wait. Wrong list. Okay. Here we go. Number 10.
That's not.
I'm a hoarder. I'm a hoarder. I have this room with every list we've done all the way back to 1990. All right. Here's the current one, fresh off of the printer. Number 10, CBS Viacom merger tied with Woodstock's 50th anniversary, tied with the Todd and Julie Chrisley scandal. At number 9, we have the mysterious Russian explosion tied with U.S.-Iran tensions. I suspect that mysterious Russian explosion might move up. I hope it doesn't. At number 8, the Chris Cuomo-Frito incident tied with Representative Stephen King's crazy remarks.
What a bunch of characters, man.
I don't even know what the hell he was saying. Yeah.
At number King? 7... Did you see that? Oh my God!
Right, of course,
he's out. He has to be out.
I don't know.
Anyway,
At number seven, we have the 2020 presidential race. We have media bias, and we have the New York Times headline shakeup, all at number seven. At number six, race relations and immigration reform. Those are two big umbrella topics that will never go away, unfortunately. At number five, we have calls for increased gun control, which results from number four, El Paso Dayton shooting, still up there at the top half of the top ten, and that Philadelphia shootout that put a nice exclamation point on it this week and had the entire city of Philadelphia out of breath and all crazed. Yeah. Terrible. At number three, the stock market and economic fears. At number two, U.S.-China trade war and the Hong Kong protests. And at number one, still being talked about but was intense for the first few days of this week, the Jeffrey Epstein death. The people on the survey, at number 10, Viacom's or CBS's are now both Shari Redstone. She seems to be the winner after years of all kinds of corporate skullduggery. At number 9, Todd and Julie Chrisley. I personally don't know who the hell they are, but
I'll tell you, that's right. Yeah.
At number 8, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. At number 7, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Mitch McConnell, and the aforementioned Steve King, not to be confused with the horror story writer. This guy has his own horror story. At number 6, we have New York Times editor Dean Baquet, Jonathan Weissman, another editor who was demoted, and Chris Cuomo, who was in a really uncomfortable situation indeed. At number 5, Joe Biden, Elizabeth
Warren.
Of his
own creation.
Well, he could have been cooler. He could have been cooler. Yeah, he lost it. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and Kamala Harris. Number 4, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. At number 3, Bill and Hill. At number 2, Jeffrey Epstein. Number 1, Donald Trump. I can't believe all of this stuff, all of this you-know-what is packed in a 100 pounds of you-know-what packed in a 10-pound bag. That's what we faced in the media.
Uh-huh.
Is it true? I mean, you're a man who deals with manure.
I am.
It's 100 pounds of manure in a 10-pound sack.
Well, the problem is there's more and more manure around because there is there's this propensity to throw lots of things out. We have a lot of waste, if you will, in conversation, a lot of waste in our lives, and it's just piling up. And, yeah, a lot of manure. Manure is waste. It's fecal matter from cows.
You're getting a little too graphic here.
Okay. What it's based on, Michael, is a lot of fear-based thinking. Yeah. I would like to, you know, from your perspective, as an intelligent observer of what's going on, mankind, if you will, overcoming your fears, especially people who are in this business, our brethren, who are radio and talk hosts, radio and television talk hosts, talk people, many of them have very thin skins. And I'm sure you've noticed, I don't know whether you've ever thought about it or talked about it before.
I think about it all the time. Are you kidding me? Thin skin is...
They don't want to be criticized, and maybe that's true of politicians as well.
Yeah,
and that's
where the beings.
You think, in general?
I think for the most part, we have thin skin, and we have various levels of it. But even those of us who are... Because if you get to the point where you're so tough that you don't have thin skin, you're really not feeling and you're not human. It's just a matter of how much you can take. And I find that there's a ratio that sometimes the ones that dish it out the most are the ones that are not able to take it. It seems the bullies can't take it. It's interesting how that works. Some of the thinnest skinned people are people who don't have empathy for others and love to dish it out.
That's because, you know, that comes out of the same church or study as the people who are homophobes, people who don't like or are afraid of folks who have a different sexual interest than they do. And I find often that those people who have those phobias are from that, they're inclined to be different sexually as well. But they don't want to, they're afraid to deal with it, so they then...
Because projection, quite often we're quick to point out and hate in others things that we see in ourselves. Yeah. And quite often you can tell the psychological makeup of a person by whom they criticize and how they go about criticizing them. They're really revealing their own internal conversation about their faults and their own weaknesses.
Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? Huh?
Oh, it's a giveaway.
It's a giveaway.
I think at least half to 75%, I'm pulling those numbers out of the air just to make a point, of homophobes, people that are devoutly anti-homosexual or gay, are really dealing with their own gayness and their own situation. Yep. Because if a person is confident in their sexual orientation or happy with who they are, they're not about to hate somebody else's, wiring.
And why is it that people make fun of, the best example I can think of at the moment, I'm not I shouldn't say obviously, because it may not be obvious to some. I don't like Vladimir Putin. Puking Putin, bad Vlad. But a lot of people like to whisper, he's a gay guy. He's a homosexual. And what that does for, what does that do? I don't know whether he is or he isn't. Frankly, I have very low, I'm told by my friends who are gay, I have very low, very bad gaydar.
It's hard for me to tell. I haven't dated him since we were in middle school. So, but no. I mean, you're right.
I thought that was Benjamin Netanyahu that you dated when you were in.
I don't even talk about that. Okay. But I mean, the story about Abraham Lincoln was gay. Well, Pete Buttigieg said
he was.
Theories that Abe Lincoln had, but you see, in those days, men that were friends would sleep in the same bed because it was hard to keep a house warm.
Was that why he wore that big top hat, though? Maybe that was the giveaway.
I don't know. They wore that top hat all the way to the modern times. I think Kennedy was the one that got rid of the top hat. But it's back to the original point. It's not just gay. Let's not turn this into a gay discussion. People who are distrustful of people in business are really telling you that you can't trust them. They project on others what they consider to be the default position.
Who don't trust you are not to be trusted themselves.
Because they see the world through the lens of their own weaknesses, their own faults.
Yeah.
So if I can't be trusted, how can I trust anybody else? Because I know I'm not trusted. But if you believe that you're trustworthy, you have more of an optimistic view of other people. The fact is that most all of this stuff that we deal with in the human conversation comes down to your own mindset, who you are and how you feel. What's going on in the world is really always the same. There are the same risks. There are the same possible failures. There are the same dangers. It's how, back to thin skin, how much risk can you take? How fearful are you of the unknown? You mentioned before fear. Fear is the spawning ground of hate. Hate is not the opposite of love. Hate is the result of fear. The opposite of love is indifference, not caring.
That's pretty profound, Michael.
I don't know. I didn't make that up. I read it in the pamphlet somebody handed me this morning on the way to work.
Okay, I'll remember that. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here as we discuss some of the interesting people and stories of the week. I want to get to Todd and Julie Crisley in a matter of moments. The countdown continues right now. I want to help you whiten up your teeth. Let's have a smile, big smile. Those of you who have interest in other people, they're looking at you and thinking, ew, I don't want to hang around with that person. She or he's got ugly yellow teeth. Maybe you missed getting a job because the prospective boss looked at you and said, ugh, you got ugly yellow teeth. If you, I'm making myself pretty clear here, I think, if you've got ugly yellow teeth, you probably are well served to do something about it. Best way to fix it is to go the all-natural route of Power Swabs. Power Swabs is clinically tested and proven to whiten your teeth at least two shades. Takes a couple of minutes. You do it a couple of times a week, and before you know it, presto mundo, you've got white teeth. Whiter teeth make you look younger, feel better about yourself. Stop smoking the pot. Stop smoking. Just don't do things that are bad for you. Even though drinking wine may be good for some people, coffee, tea, that's danger teeth. Let's deal with all of that in one simple fashion. Call 800-208-1797 and just sign up for the Power Swabs deal. Get it by calling 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to sell it to you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. The Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are at 23 and change after the hour. You want to listen to a podcast of this program, the Talk Radio Countdown Show.com is the place to go. You can pick up on all of Michael's quips and concerns, his overview of the stories, the people, every single week. TalkRadioCountdownShow.com. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael. The Todd and Julie Crisley story is part of number 10 on the story list, and you said you didn't know much about them.
No,
frankly, I don't think a lot of people knew much about them. But as you know, I do a program during the week called the DJV Show, and I'm on the air with three lovely ladies, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. And apparently I'm not in the know, and neither are you. They have a reality television program, or had. I don't know, Kara, whether that's past or present, but they've gone to jail this week because they screwed the government, tax evasion, all kinds of weird things that come, and they're right-wing sort of Christian-loving people, and they love each other except he's gay, and you know, all of that kind of stuff. It's all...
Really?
Oh, it's a mess. But people,
but doesn't it being a mess make it successful?
Grab a one.
and now that they're in jail, I mean, they could even have more success as long as
right.
they like each other. If they turn on each other, then it falls apart.
Right. I think they should. I hope they're in the same jail cell where Jeffrey Epstein was when he didn't get hung. What do you think? That'd be
hanged.
Hanged. Didn't get hanged.
Right.
Hanged.
Yeah.
Hung implies hanged. To something else. Hung
yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
He was. So what do you think? That's number one story this week on the talk radio. Countdown show, Epstein's death. What's your read on this? Was he offed or did he off himself? Come on, Michael.
I personally don't. I don't know. So I have to say that I don't know what happened.
No, you don't.
My personal thoughts. I think there's something. There was hanky panky there.
Hanky panky.
I don't know who did it. I don't know how they did it. I don't know whether they faked it to look like he died by suicide. But I don't think guys like that who are as narcissistic as this man was would take his own life that way. So therefore, this is just my own personal opinion. It's not even my personal opinion, my personal suspicion. I don't really have an opinion because I'm not wired to have an opinion. If I don't know something, I'm wired to try to find out the facts. And right now, they're just coming out. But I do not think he said, oh, I can't take this. I'm going to kill myself. It doesn't strike me as the kind of guy, not that I knew him that well.
Well,
I haven't dated him since junior high school either.
No, I'm sorry about that. Yeah. So you haven't been into his apartment in New York because if you had been, first thing you see when you open the front door is a picture of Bill Clinton in a blue dress with red...
That's I can't even...
But it wasn't that blue.
Picture?
I've seen renderings of it. I haven't seen
I haven't been to
his apartment, but... I've seen.
Doesn't it make you wonder? Doesn't it make you wonder about just how perverted and downright nasty some of these powerful people that run
it's
the
exhausting.
World are?
It's exhausting.
I mean, how? I've often
back
said
to Putin being gay.
Putin being gay is minor to the president of the United States wearing a dress. Oh my heaven forbid! No, but the fact of the matter, in all seriousness, I have often said. Why do people identify with and feel sorry for and treat in their minds these world leaders like they're just your friend next door when you don't get to that point unless you're wired differently than the average human being? These people are capable of pressing buttons that cause people to die.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they make decisions that lead to collateral death. They are not
like a movie.
Fuzzy souls, you know.
Yeah.
They're weirdos.
Well, they get to these positions. I mean, think about how normal is Trump? How normal was Clinton? How normal are most of these people? When you get right down to it, what will propel you to want to be the president of the United States, other than being lusting for power and control? And that in itself is kind of weird. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show at 12. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. Before that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside MyPillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry MyPillows, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a two-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. Two premium MyPillows, $69.98, with the code DJV at MyPillow.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has been working with a distraught family and fought to keep baby Israel Stinson on life support. Medical authorities finally turned off his life support against the wishes of his family, ending his life. Well, a federal judge in Sacramento held that a parent has no standing to challenge government policies regarding the life and death of their children. Well, PJI appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the court has now asked for extensive supplemental briefings on the merits of parental rights. Pray that the court will honor life and parental rights.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
go, Michael. Back to the talk radio countdown show.
Give me a moment. I'm out walking your dog.
Are you really?
Yeah, yeah. Somebody had to walk the poor thing.
One day. Yes.
See, I take the bullet for you. Shouldn't use that word on the air, but I take the bullet for you for walking in, for sauntering. There's a term from the old days.
Sauntering.
You sauntered into the studio with like 1 second left. I was getting ready to be the announcer.
I was hoping you'd just take it over.
I don't have enough to do in my life.
Because we are the same person, in case you haven't noticed that. That's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen, Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. So we spent some time with Todd and Julie Christie.
Julie Christie.
I know Julie Christie, yeah.
Julie Christie was a great actress back when before I was born.
Uh-huh. So let me just go back to Jeffrey Epstein for a minute. Epstein. The guards that fell asleep, supposedly. Does this become part of the conspiratorial thing? They were told to take a nap while whoever got in there. You got to wonder, if El Chapo can get out of some of these maximum security prisons, how maximum can the security be? And in this circumstance, you look at the same thing. Come on. Because the whole penal system. That's where I go with this. I don't give a damn about Epstein, whether he's dead or alive. I feel badly for the victims, and I hope they go to his. I hope that they somehow or other get a hold of whatever his assets were from his estate, and they get some recompense. But let's go deeper into this, and actually think about the kinds. We were talking about people, the kinds of people that are around these days, but the systems that we have, the penal system, it's a joke. Look at what happened. Most of the people who are hardcore criminals, they go to jail because they did something wrong. They come out and they're more hardcore than they were when they went in.
Well, there's two basic schools of thought in the penal system. One is that prisons are there for punishment and to keep dangerous people off the street. And the other school of thought is that they're there for rehabilitation, to turn criminals into good citizens. And there's a big gap between those two schools of thought. It's actually three schools of thought. One, to keep them off the streets. Who cares about them? The second is to punish them, make it rough so that people don't want to break the law. And the other one, as I said, is where you can find a trade, you know, become the Birdman of Alcatraz and suddenly be a great human being after being a killer.
I
love that old story.
That's a good story. What do you make of Elizabeth Warren being tied now for first place in the Democratic ratings? It would seem, I guess it depends on which poll you're looking at. But when you consider Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren tied over Bernie Sanders, Kamala Harris, she thought she was going to be the queen of this, but looks like Elizabeth Warren could be the queen instead. What do you think?
I think that Elizabeth Warren could be the queen. I think that Elizabeth Warren is a very effective politician. Doesn't mean I endorse her. Doesn't mean I like her. But I do think that she's been doing a hell of a campaign, and it doesn't surprise me one bit. Bernie Sanders, I think he's 4 years too late. I think he played his cards, and I think he did very well, but I think the train has left the station.
See you later,
and Joe Biden is just going to fade. Or he's not. I don't think Joe Biden has what it takes to pull this off, but that's just my personal opinion. It might take a guy like Joe Biden to provide a safe alternative to Trump for those that can't bear the thought of Trump.
Right, and can't bear the thought of somebody like Elizabeth Warren, who is, I'm off the reservation, pardon the pun, because he's brought back Pocahontas again. Did you notice that?
I think the Pocahontas, if I were Elizabeth Warren, I would call myself Pocahontas and shove it in his face. That I think is irrelevant. What I think is the problem for Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, and some of the other candidates is the way Trump is successfully painting them as being dangerous socialists. I think that they have got to get a grip on this tarring.
But they can't. They can't get together because there's too many fractionalized units here in the party. And those women represent a group, whether you like them or you don't. I mean, look at all the attention, though, that they're getting. These ladies trying to get into Israel.
That is a real worrisome situation.
Palestine.
that
in what way?
That Trump, I don't think Netanyahu should have banned those two squadsters from coming to Israel. That was not a good move on his part. And Trump obviously twisted his arm.
Yeah, and, I think you're right about that.
Not good. Yeah. Israel, beneath the, I'm not that big a fan of Nancy Pelosi, but she said it's beneath the dignity of Israel to do it and beneath the office of the presidency, and I agree with her on both counts.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I do too. Yeah. Now, one of the things that comes up, I get mail, and you do too every week a little bit, observational mail from people listening to stations around the country that carry the Talk Radio Countdown show. One of the questions that we might ponder, we call this the review of News Talk Radio.
Right.
And there are some stations that we review or listen to. For example, New Jersey 101 is a talk station during the week. We were just talking about the splintering of the political parties, but the splintering of formats. Like, there are spoken word, formatically driven stations that do just news. They are the news stations. And then there are the stations that call themselves the news stations that have news and talk. And then there are some stations that just have talk and no news. So what is there? Is it necessarily, do you think, when you look at the successful stations that you review every week, all news stations, you have to be all news all the time to be successful, or all talk all the time in order to succeed?
I'm not sure what your question is. My answer, though, is...
The question is, do we have to just do one thing in order to be successful, or can
No. There are many different things that are successful. I mean, and that's what a marketplace is broken down into. You take your... You position yourself for your share of the pie. And in every industry, they've got different takes on something. Whether it's the color of the car or the brand, or whether it's Coke or Pepsi, there's different ways of approaching things so as to be able to find a targetable market and to sell your product. So there's room on the radio dial for all news stations, for sports stations, for news talk, for public radio, for all kinds of stuff. As a matter of fact, as somewhat of an influencer in the broadcasting industry, my biggest complaint with the business is it doesn't take the opportunity to explore all of its options. There can be so many successful formats in radio that are not being done today.
Yeah,
there's no reason for there to be five sports stations in one city, you know.
Uncreative, and I think that's the part of our problem. We're so uncreative with what is considered.
Well, that's because it's corporatized. That's because it's become extremely corporatized, and corporations only think about the quarter they're in and pleasing the stockholders, and they're very, very adverse to any kind of risk. Risk is not looked at as a virtue in today's Wall Street-driven corporate world. Risk or community service are looked at as weaknesses. And the radio business is not a business based upon any kind of stability or given. You have to take risks to move forward, and they don't want to do that, and that's why there have been really no new radio formats of any consequence in years. Years.
And are we withering on the vine because of that? AM radio was saved by the likes of Rush Limbaugh and other talkers. AM radio is going into the tank.
And Rush Limbaugh, because on over 30 years. Saved by a guy who's been on the air for over 30 years. Nothing against Rush, but there's got to be something new. They've already given up their franchise on music. Music radio will never come back the way it was.
I'm sure we'll get some hate
mail. On FM radios, on any radios. What the hell is a radio? I mean, to the person, I'm gearing this comment to you, the person listening to me. What are you listening on right now? Are you listening on a radio, or are you listening on some kind of a computer
device
that you think of as a radio, on a device? The only place I think people listen to radio anymore, to radios, are in cars, and that's changing rapidly now.
Yep.
So the very appliance is an issue. But that being said, there are still millions and millions of people listening to the programming that we call radio. It's still viable. It's still important. And I do believe that audio media with a lot of flair, which is what radio is. You know, programs, shows will be around for a long time to come. It just is going through a revision of how it does business and how
it's all about change. Some people reject it, some people embrace it, but it is about change. Things change. I remember when WINS was the best station, biggest listener, had like 19 million people listening every quarter hour, some crazy number. Think about New York or Philadelphia. When I worked on KMOX in St. Louis, you might as well have shut off all the other radio stations in town. Nobody listened to anything else. That was in the 80s. Now, are other people listening to other things? Absolutely. There. I mean, you could say that when we were growing up as kids, there was a station, a dominant station, in pretty much every city. And the rest of the stations were lucky to get Drek. There were all kinds. Los Angeles, KHJ. Nobody listened to anything but KHJ when we were kids, right?
Right.
Think about it. Boston, in Los Angeles.
Or WRKO.
Yeah.
WBZ was for the older folks. WRKO was for the teenagers.
Well,
KHJ was for the teenagers, and KFWB was for the older folks. But this goes on in every industry.
Yeah.
You know, in every
pretty
industry.
Pretty amazing. All right, we're going to pause for a second so that I can help you feel better fast. Joint Formula 14 is a new natural product from a company called Sierracil, located in the Sierra Nevadas out in Reno. That's where they are. They've come up with a game-changing formula. If you are somebody who lives with aches and pains, and who among us doesn't have an ache here, a pain there, and you get annoyed by it, you get used to it, and you live with it. But yet, if you think about what it does, when you have pain, this is something a lot of people don't think about. If you favor that part of your body, like if your shoulder aches, you favor it so your other shoulder is higher than the one that aches. Same with your legs. If you have an ankle that bothers you, you'll notice that your legs, the muscles on your legs, are not as big anymore on the side where the ankle's bothering you. So you got to do something if you want to have a sort of a body that is going to serve you as you grow older. Here's the story. Sierracil came up with this natural formula that'll work in 14 days. They want you to try it. 50% off. Use the DJV code. Go to their website, achefree.live. Achefree.live. Don't live with the aches and the pains. Come on, get rid of them. Go to achefree.live now. That's achefree.live. When it comes to the people list from Talkers, Sherry Redstone is in the number 10 position. She's the controlling stockholder in the CBS Corporation, actually Viacom, which 13, 14 years ago, it was all one company. Her father, who was in charge at the time, decided they'd get more money out of splitting the companies up. They did that. Now they're back together again. Todd and Julie Chrisley in the number 9 position. Bad Vlad in the premier or president of China, number 8. All these politicians from the Senate and the House leadership there, number 7. Chris Cuomo, number 6. Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats running for office, number 5. The Squad, number 4. Bill and Hill, number 3. Jeffrey Epstein, number 2 on the list of the most discussed people. And as you can imagine, Donald Trump manages to hold on to his position at number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow because they already made it so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything. 239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierracil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane,
wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. For me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. The Talk Radio Countdown Show with the official story list. Let me go through it in case you haven't heard or you didn't go to talkers.com to get the list, the official list. At number 10, the anniversary of Woodstock, and things do play back to some of the older listeners on News Talk Radio. Number 9, the Russian explosions. Number 8, Chris Cuomo and his incident in the Hamptons. Number 7, the presidential race. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, calls for increased gun control. Number 4, conversations about the shootings. El Paso, Dayton, Philadelphia, Chicago should be in there as well. Number 3, what's going on in the economy. Number 2, what's happening in China. And number 1, the death of Jeffrey Epstein. That's the story list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, president of We Back the Blue Shasta. Our first responders need your help. PTSD is a crisis in our first responder community. Please remember during the car and campfires how important they were to you, your family, and your business. Today, there are more suicides than line-of-duty deaths, and we want to change that. Your donations of raffle items and money will help us bring Project Code 9 here to help them identify and treat PTSD. Contact us or donate through our Facebook page at We Back the Blue Shasta.
School's out. Spend the day at Turtle Bay. Explore Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp and check out our brand new Forest Adventure Playground featuring a super slide, zip line, and more.
Feed lorikeets from your own hand in the Parrot Playhouse Aviary. See Turtle Bay animals on our Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show. And don't miss out on our summer exhibition, Goosebumps, the Science of Fear.
Access is free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's keep going here with our focus on News Talk Radio. You can get all of this. Most of the things that we're talking about are part of what you can read and discern daily, all the headlines. Talkers.com. Go there. Do yourself a favor and find out what's going on. If you like this format, a lot of people hanging Michael on every word. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, the editor and publisher
is here, hanging on every single word that is said by your favorite talk radio host. And sometimes it gets to be a little silly because these people are just, you know, they're, in many cases, some of the talk radio people have been in the right place at the right time. Callers who, remember Lionel and how he got started? There's a great name. He's really quite a good talk radio host. But Mike Trevisano in Cleveland, I'm trying to think of some of the people that I know who were just callers to the radio station, and they became what you just talked about. They became regulars, and they had something to say, and management picked up on it, and somebody called the guy, hey, want to try a weekend show? Let's hear what you sound like. Oh, yeah, man, I'll go on. And they wrestle it up, and Kushner in Boston is another example of that. I think, am I right or not?
There are examples of it. Most callers do not have what it takes.
No, of course not.
A talk show host any more than people sitting in the stands could go out and pitch a World Series. It's hard being a talk show host. So yeah, some of the callers have gone on to be talk show hosts, but that's not something that happens every day.
No, that's true. Yeah. What's the podcast of the MH interview this week? What's
our mutual friend Holland Cook is my guest. He's a media consultant, and we talk about the use of music and old radio jingles for KHA in Los Angeles. Quentin Tarantino used in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, the new movie. It's a great conversation about how films are made with soundtracks and how radio sounded in 1969 in Los Angeles and some
it's
of the
great stuff, man.
Of the jingles and all that. Yeah. It's a cool conversation. Radio freaks will love it.
Well, what a recommendation. Radio freaks will love it.
How many people walk around giving a damn about jingles on some station in Los Angeles in 1969?
68, WRKO.
You know,
the boss sound of Boss Town.
Here,
Boston.
Here, for people out there listening, here for Radio Freaks. Bum, 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 bum.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Doug Steffen on the Big Town Sound. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, Los Angeles.
How's that? I have goosebumps. Well, they used those. They built the Casey Kasem jingles for that show around all those old. This is really into the weeds. what's his face?
We're below the weeds.
we're
down in a rabbit hole.
Yeah. What was Bill Drake. Was the originator
of the Drake format?
Right. Yeah, right. That's what that all.
You still hear in some radio stations remnants of bum ba bum 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 bum. Ooh, a sour note I just hit. I'm so sorry.
Ba 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 bum.
That wasn't perfect. No, it's ba 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 ba.
Ba 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 ba. Yes,
you got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, right? Ladies and germs.
Ladies and germs. But you see, by the very fact that we're having fun, there are people listening who are laughing with
we're
us.
We're not having fun.
But Kara doesn't know what the hell we're doing. People that are millennials, they don't know,
Canada?
What good radio is.
Wait a second. Listening. Did you say Canada doesn't know what we're doing?
No, I said Kara, who's the...
Oh, Kara. CKLW.
The Motor City.
Kara doesn't know what we're talking about.
No. Got a clue. No. Not at all.
Well, no.
CKLW.
But she's young and beautiful, and we're old enough.
I remember with CKLW 2020 News, the guy that did the news, the 2020 newsman, had a voice that was down in his Jocko area. And so with that voice, he demanded authority. And I remember talking to one of those guys once. I said, how do you get your voice? He says, I smoke Cools. And gargle with razor blades.
Oh, jeez. Gosh.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Well, right. Folks, if you want to hear the thing about KHJ, it's mhinterview.com.
Okay, yes. MH as in Michael Harrison. Boys and girls, very clever. mhinterview.com. All right. So that's it. Us having gone through the charts and then some for the week of August 12th to the 16th. Now I sound like Casey Kasem on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Good.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and...
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home.
With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Sanders and Kamala Harris, and he's unhappy with the numbers.
My worst polls have always been from Fox. There's something going on at Fox, I'll tell you right now, and I'm not happy with it.
The president said that Fox is a lot different than it used to be. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the secret British government documents have warned of disruptions across the country in the event the UK leaves the European Union without a trade deal on October 31st. Speaking to reporters, Michael Gove, the British minister in charge of no-deal preparations, says the document published by the Sunday Times is old, and the government's taken significant steps to ensure that Britain's prepared to leave, deal or no deal.
What's been described in these documents in Operation Yellowhammer is emphatically a worst-case scenario.
Gove says the government will be prepared for all circumstances.
We have to work on the basis that we may leave without a deal, because we know that we have to leave on October the 31st, come what may. But the Prime Minister is working hard to secure a deal. He's the person who's reaching out with the hand of friendship to our European partners. We need to see what those European partners say in response.
A wave of ransomware attacks hit Texas, targeting at least 20 local government entities. The attacks came within hours of a massive glitch within Customs and Border Protection computers at airports around the country going down, although it's not known if the attacks and the outage is connected. Texas Department of Information Resources teamed up with the Texas Military Department and Texas A&M's Cyber Response and Security Operations Center to provide help to the jurisdictions affected. More at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
A judge sentenced the mastermind of the largest organic food fraud scheme in U.S. history to 10 years in prison, saying he cheated thousands of customers into buying products they didn't want.
U.S. District Judge C.J. Williams says Randy Constant was responsible for a massive fraud that did extreme and incalculable damage to consumers and shook public confidence in the nation's organic food industry. Williams ordered Constant, a 60-year-old farmer from Chillicothe, Missouri, to serve 122 months in federal prison. Earlier in the day, Williams also gave shorter prison terms to three Overton, Nebraska farmers who were part of the scheme. The four admitted that they grew non-organic corn and soybeans and a small amount of certified organic grains and falsely marketed them all as certified organic. Keith Peters reporting.
American Airlines scored a victory in court over two unions representing mechanics who the airline says are taking part in an illegal work slowdown. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A day of skydiving ends in tragedy in the Wolverine State.
Authorities say a 33-year-old skydiver has been killed in Michigan when he abruptly fell after trying to avoid colliding with another jumper near the landing. The unidentified man was jumping Saturday afternoon at Grand Haven Memorial Air Park. A witness said the skydiver appeared to make a sudden turn to avoid another jumper and fell. The event through Sunday drew more than 200 skydivers and was expected to resume after police complete their investigation.
Patrick Foss with that report. A plane crashed into a New York home, killing one resident, one person on the aircraft, and causing a massive fire. NTSB investigating why the Cessna 303 plunged at around 4:30 in the afternoon in the rural town of Unionvale. Three men aboard the plane, one died, two were injured. Of the three people in the home, one died, another seriously hurt, and a third is missing. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Morgan Stanley values long-term relationships with its clients.
Rick Hill and Rory Greek, financial advisors of Morgan Stanley's Reading office, know that building relationships begins with getting to know each client. Everyone has different goals, from planning for retirement to saving for a child's education.
Rick and Rory with the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley can create personal investment strategies to help you meet your retirement, education, wealth transfer, and other financial needs. So call Rick or Rory at 223-4200. That's 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Pacific Justice Institute has been working with a distraught family and fought to keep baby Israel Stinson on life support. Medical authorities finally turned off his life support against the wishes of his family, ending his life. Well, a federal judge in Sacramento held that a parent has no standing to challenge government policies regarding the life and death of their children. Well, PJI appealed to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the court has now asked for extensive supplemental briefings on the merits of parental rights. Pray that the court will honor life and parental rights.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, here we are, ready to review what's going on in the world of news, talk, radio. A weekly event, a weekly affair, if you will, with the likes of mental minds, mentally astute people like Victoria Jones, with the D.C. radio company. We seem to have a D.C. prominence here because Rich McFadden, also from the D.C. headquartered Radio America, our originating network. You like that music? Is that why you let that go there?
I did. It kind of hit. You didn't like it?
Yeah.
That was okay.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
So I'm mentally astute, and I'm what is Rich?
Rich is... You don't
here.
Want me there.
He's here.
Yeah, Rich is here. Yep, congratulations. By the way, speaking of congratulations, as we get started with our story list today, one of them that's left off is that the president seems to think that buying Greenland is a good investment.
That's my favorite story of the week.
I love this story.
It's right? So awesome. And you know what?
Story.
He's the guy that will do it.
No, he won't, actually, because it's not for sale. And even the people in Greenland don't own their own homes because Denmark owns all the land.
Right. You can't buy properties. Like, if you move to Greenland, you can't buy a lot of property. They just allow you to use it.
Yeah, you can use it. So you can have a house, and then, but it's not yours.
Right.
But he's got this idea, and because he thinks it would be like, hey, I've bought a country. How cool is that? But
very
that's
cool.
Why it's the only reason he wants to do it. You do know that, right?
He's going to Denmark next month. I say he comes back with a receipt for a new continent.
There we go.
Or it's not a continent.
I say he just comes back, and it's like, and I wish I could speak Danish because I'd love to see the press.
What is the why do the Danish want to hold on? Greenland is just a big frozen rock. It's a strategic.
Minerals.
Yeah, it's got a lot of natural resources.
Okay.
Apparently Truman tried to buy it for $100 million, and they turned him down. But
problem is it's all borrowed money these days. Everything we do now.
So the Chinese would actually be buying it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's right. There you go.
I don't know, man.
Ding, 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 ding,
I think
ding,
you throw up a couple of $1 trillion and Denmark says, here's the deed.
Yeah.
And then Trump comes back and says, hey, Canada, you surrounded.
Yeah, we're all get you. Speaking of the Chinese, number two this week on the story list from Talkers.com, Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is at Talkers.com. And also, Talkers Magazine has a list every week of the top 10 stories, according to their research, and the people who have been discussed more than others on radio programs that are somewhat similar to this. Well, no, this is a unique program because we take apart the list. Number two, our trade war and what's going on Chinese in the Hong Kong East. I was trying to find out earlier, what do you call a Hong Kongian? Is there such a...
Hong Konger.
That you're a Hong Konger?
Yeah.
Person that lives there is a Hong Konger?
You're making that
not
up.
Hong
Konganese? No, I'm not making it up. They're Hong Kongers. That's what they are. No, I'm not making it up. No, they're Hong Kongers.
Right, I'm Googling you now.
Google it, man. I am correct.
Meanwhile, the Chinese trade war taking its toll with America's farmers and others. There are people who are talking about it. Number three this week. What's Chinese?
Are we just moving on because there are pieces of both of these stories we should talk about? Or are we doing the list?
No. What I was going to do is, I was going to actually tie two and three together.
Hong Konger.
Because
Hong Konger. Thank you. That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said.
Hong Konger.
Oh, ethnic slurs.
See, I thought that's what you said.
This early.
Hong Kong. I like Hong Konganese, actually, much better than Hong Konger. Meanwhile, back at the real story, the Chinese and the effects of the trade war, something the so-called unintended consequences. Trump, I think in this circumstance, I believe that putting the Chinese on their ear is a good thing.
Yes.
Because we've let them get away with a lot of stuff, and everybody's been chicken to deal with them. Trump's no chicken. He may be a lot of other things, but he's not a chicken. So when it comes to this, however, not only is the American family farmer and thus the American public suffering in the food department because of this, but the stock market, there are apparently this week Germany had some real cracks some of the economic systems there. And so people who are naysayers or those who are, I told you so, those people are looking at some sort of stock market weakness, and that'll lead us to a recession, and it's all the Chinese trade war, the problems with that, and that is a lot of other... there's so much borrowed money in the world, that's part of the problem.
Here's a dilemma.
Yes, Rich.
Back in the 80s, when the China now was Japan then, remember that?
Yes, right, yep. They made crap, too.
Japan was manipulating their currency, just like China has been for the past decade, and really putting the screws to us. And we finally said, okay, no more.
See what that did for him.
And we went to Japan and we said, you've got to stop this. It will go on for no more. And they eventually finally did it, but it's only because they were kind of an American protectorate. Because after World War II, we've been their protection.
Yeah.
So we had the leverage.
We rebuilt a country we destroyed. Rebuilt it.
Right. And then we destroyed it again. They did stop manipulating their currency, and they did let inflation go up, but then they tried to give out cheap housing or cheap loans for housing, and they had their own bubble, and they have never, ever recovered from that bubble. We do not have that same leverage with China, except that their economy is not nearly as strong as ours, and we can outweigh them. So now it's just kind of a game of chicken.
Well, they have, I use the reference of deep roots. Our economy has deep, deep, deep roots. They got a lot of cash, but they don't have deep roots to their economy. And the public
doesn't really have something different.
They have a billion people.
Well, they have a couple of things different. They don't have 2-year and 4-year elections. They have 25 and 50 year plans. They have a president for life. Yep. And they have infinite patience.
She is so right. Bingo.
Well, the public is restless there, as is the public in Iran. So we have governments. I mean, you could say that about our country.
The public
governments, and then we have the public, and so it's dependent on how some of this stuff weighs in. All right, so that's the that's how we get started here. The first overview of a couple of important stories on the Talk Radio Review with Victoria and Rich and Doug. Here at 14 after the hour, let me help you lose some weight if you would like to. Here is our promise. Our promise, when I say ours, my promise, along with the backup of Kellitrin, the family that runs Kellitrin, that came up with a formula, which basically consists of the most important protein in your body, which is collagen. And, you know, sometimes people say to me, you get too into the weeds. I don't want to know what's there. I just want to know that it works. If you tell me it works, then I believe you. Because I don't tell people things that aren't true. Generally, I don't back something with what they call endorsement on the radio unless I've used it. I believe in the natural impact of things like this because there's nothing in Kellitrin that will make you go all jiggy. There aren't any drugs, you know, stimulants, none of that stuff. And you don't have to go on a crash diet with Kellitrin. By the way, it's spelled Kellitren. If you want to go to the website, Kellitren.com, it'll connect you. Both TopLoss.com and Kellitren.com .com will get you to the information that you probably want to consider, the reviews, the photos of people, the community of folks who have lost from 7 pounds to 70 pounds and more by getting on this program. Take 4 capsules every night, and through the night, it works on rebuilding your body because that collagen gets into your system. Your body starts rebuilding with that. Get out the fat and build up lean muscle. A little exercise good for you. So if you want the way to lose weight and keep it off the natural way, go to TopLoss.com. Special deal when you check the box for DJV. You get free shipping and also 3 bottles. You buy them, 2 bottles you get free. You get a 5-month supply, 10% off everything you buy, and free shipping. That's all with a DJV code. Get started now. Get on the Kellitrin program. Lose the weight and keep it off. Go to TopLoss.com and use the checkout DJV for all kinds of benefits. Kellitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Kellitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Kellitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. 2, for the price of 1 plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Kellitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV. Doug Steffen here. I've had a MyPillow for a couple of years now. For that, like a lot of you, I had problems getting to sleep and staying asleep. So today, I set that fill, that patented fill inside my pillow the way I want it every night before I go to sleep, to support me where I need it. Just like Mike Lindell, the founder, said, I feel like I fall asleep faster and maybe even sleep better. For me, it's not about how much time in bed, it's about how much time is quality rest. Made right here in the U.S. with a 10-year warranty, you can wash and dry my pillows. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee. And for a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered here. Only available at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. 2 premium MyPillows, $69.98 with the code DJV at MyPillow.com. Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Victoria Jones, Doug Steffen, the people list. Let me just go through this in a quick... I actually do want to talk about Sherry Redstone, who's number 10 on the list this week. Todd and Julie Christie, another... What a pair those two are. Woo-wee! Bad Vlad, Number eight, let's see, all the usual. I look at this list, I see usually it's one name next to a number. But these characters running for office and the, what do they call the women, the four women, the club? What is it? The squad.
The squad. No,
squad. Yeah, they're squad. All over the place. Bill and Hillary Clinton are number three because, this is, I want your take on this, Victoria. The picture of Bill Clinton in the blue dress, the painting that one sees if you walk into Jeffrey Epstein's apartment, the first thing you see is a large portrait of Bill Clinton with a blue dress on and wearing red heels.
That's funny.
Haven't you heard that?
Yeah.
You didn't hear this?
No,
huh?
That's really,
really
great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what I would say is, well, let's wait till we get to the number one story, because I've got a very interesting angle
what,
on
Trump?
This.
Trump is number, oh, you mean Epstein
no, people.
Is number one, the Epstein death. Yeah, right. He's number two on the people list. Trump's number one. So, yeah, the Epstein death and whether he was strangled or whether he got offed or what happened to him. What's your money on, Richie? He got offed or he committed suicide?
Oh, no. He was suicided for sure.
Suicided?
Yeah, yeah.
He suicided himself. But,
you think he did? No conspiracy for you,
he's
Victoria.
He's a coward.
Ah, okay. What did
he's
you say?
He's
coward.
A coward and would have rolled over like nobody's business, and that's why they offed him.
No,
he's a coward, so no way that guy killed himself.
Coward.
Because he's a coward, no way he killed himself.
Right. But Victoria, you had something.
Yes, yeah, I do. Yeah. I have two things. One thing is that all these conspiracy theories, let's remember this is all about money. He couldn't have done any of this really without money, and he was friendly with both political parties. Right. But there's a very both, everybody with money. There's an interesting story in Forbes, and I'll tell you more shortly.
Right, and plus the picture of Bill Clinton with a chicken. 21 after the hour.
The top radio countdown.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get at it here, or let's keep at it. Let's find out from Victoria Keelan what she has on Jeffrey Epstein. What do you have? What do you?
I don't. Well, you have to wait for Victoria Keelan because she'll give
Victoria's all around me. Victoria Jones is here from the DC Radio Company. Rich McFadden from Radio America. I'm Doug Steffen. So, all right, come on, up with the info. out with it.
Okay, so this is from Forbes. So the day after he was taken off suicide watch, disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein spent at least 2 hours locked up alone with a young woman in a private room reserved for inmates and their attorneys, according to an attorney who was visiting the prison that day. No, not Ghislaine Maxwell. This is the visiting attorney said the optics were startling because she was young and pretty. Hmm. And he speculated the woman could be a lawyer, and she could have been like a first year, something like that. But she wasn't dressed in a suit. She was dressed casually, like for a brunch, like in jeans and a blouse. The lawyer said she could have been a first-year associate. It was slacks and a blouse. Could have been jeans or another kind of pants, but like Sunday brunch attire. So I just find this interesting. And apparently he used to spend about 8 hours in this room that was reserved for inmates and their attorneys, which means that other inmates didn't have access to this room because he didn't want to be in this horrendous cell. So again, privilege, 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 money. But what was he doing with this young first-year, apparently, associate attorney rather than with his high-powered $600 an hour attorneys? What was he doing for 2 hours with this young woman?
Paying $1,200 an hour for other services.
Yeah, yeah. Twice as much. So, as the whole thing is ridiculous.
It's disgusting.
It is.
What a pig, man.
How many other people are there in the world who are like this? That would be the question that I would want to
answer. Where is the justice?
Justice? He's got money. He doesn't need justice. He's got money. Money and justice don't.
Justice for the women.
Depends on how you define justice.
They don't get their justice because he's a coward. And, well, because he got killed. He's suicided.
Well, they can take a shot at his, whatever his estate is worth.
They can still sue his estate, yes.
Yeah.
And let's find that Ghislaine pimp.
Yeah. She was in an In-N-Out burger in L.A. yesterday.
Somebody That's why I saw that, yeah.
Took a picture of her. She's spinning up burgers.
So what happened to all of the documents that got handed over, which really were the landslide that led to his being offed or him offing himself? When do they come out?
I'm not sure.
What makes you think they're going to come out?
I don't know. And it's very interesting, you know, the attorneys or the prosecutors in Florida who cut that deal whereby the women weren't allowed access to anything and they were cut out of the process are now saying, well, his alleged associates have a right to due process and they should be allowed access to everything. So it's like, well, where were you when the alleged victim should have been allowed due process to everything?
Right, and that's why you will see these documents, Doug, because they will sue. You will see this go to court for the money, and a lot of this information will come out. But I'm sure the people that had him killed will also get that information that they want gone and have it tucked under the rug.
Gonzo. All right, let's talk about something really important in the next half hour, like Chris Cuomo, that incident in the Hamptons where he got in the guy's face who got in his face.
So epic.
Not going to mess you up, man.
I'll throw you down the steps, dude.
Yeah, right. But I remember Frodo the dog. I never don't remember character Fredo.
Fredo.
Okay. I used to be called a Freddy Cat when I was a kid. Any relationship here?
Kind of. Yeah, Freddy a little bit.
Cat. Yeah. Okay, well, let's explore this as we continue. This week's Talk Radio Review at 28 past the hour.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I have lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone and They're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's toploss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or toploss.com.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important. And after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store. So call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
After criticism from an LGBT activist, Amazon.com has removed books containing personal testimonies of formerly gay individuals. No longer sold on their site are writings that help people who struggle with transgenderism or same-sex attraction.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving along now, back into the focus of the big stories of the week that have made it onto the top 10 list from Talkers Magazine, the week of August the 12th to the 16th. So we're halfway through, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe it? Halfway through the month of August. School is just around the corner. For some, Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. in Washington to help me go through this list, the story list, and the people is published by the folks at Talkers Magazine. Victoria Jones also here from the D.C. Radio Company. Rishi, when do your children go back to school?
My daughter's count says 11 days.
And she's counting.
Oh,
she's counting.
Yeah. And my son has already started. He's in high school. He's in 10th grade. Band already started, so they're in the parking lot practicing marching.
And I remember when he was born. Good God.
Yeah.
All right.
Now he's 6'1", Doug.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow, that's tall. Is he still growing?
Yeah.
He's a teenager. Wow. He's still growing like weed. Now, speaking of growing, before we get back to the list, the actual list, the stories and the people list, although this person should be on the people list, not on the list, but ought to be, that's the category, Arlo Guthrie. Victoria and I have just been sort of sharing a few of the tie-dye shots. If you see this picture, what did he do to his hair? He must have put pink something or other in his hair. That ought to be the Woodstock thing that people have been talking about for months and months and months. The revival, if you will, the 50th anniversary of the Bethlehem, New York, Max Yazgar's farm, where Woodstock all took place. What was going on in the country then? See, I think this is the story. Not just the get-together, the people who were there and those experiences, but think about, go back in time to what you were thinking 50 years ago if you were around. And what was going on in your life? In my life,
I was thinking I need a new diaper, Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking much. Did you see the pics, Rich, that I sent?
I did. There's a classic.
Isn't that great, man?
But think about where you were. That's the great exercise here. What was going on in your life, August 15th to 18th, 1969, when there were 400,000 people that showed up for this festival? And it made a mess of the guy's farm, but it certainly made an impact on Americana. The point is, 50 years later, we go back to celebrate what it was that we were. We weren't really celebrating. We were pissed off. How old was I? And I was 22 years old.
I would say that this event got us in the mess we're in today.
How so?
No, not that event.
What we were doing, the Vietnam War and the things socially that were going on and economically in our country, there may be something to that, Victoria.
I would say all those hippies ended up in the media and as college professors, and that's why we have the
bankers
extreme left versus the extreme right today, because they've been raising college kids, they've been indoctrinating college kids, and us through the media, all those people became...
Those
journalists.
Some of them became right wingers. A lot of them became right wingers. I mean, the world is not
Roger
just
Ailes
a right wing paradigm.
It's
more complex than that.
I would say the free love decade has changed us a lot.
That was
and you
great.
See those changes
that was a great
today.
Part of that. Yeah.
Well, the 50s changed us a lot. The 50s changed us a lot. It's not just the 60s.
No, you're right.
The 50s changed
World
us
War
a lot.
World War II changed us a lot. The Dust Bowl changed a lot. The 1929 Depression changed this a lot. World War One changed it. Events of history.
But for the positive,
the Civil War,
better or worse.
Everything changes us a lot. So to blame
something
on something.
Do you think the free love, let's just stop here. Do you think the free love decade changed us for better or worse, Doug?
Yeah, free love. I'm all for free love.
I think that this event was not a negative event. I think there were things in the 60s that were negative. I think there were things in the 70s that were negative. I think there were things in the 50s and 40s and 80s that were negative. I don't think that Woodstock.
I'm not asking about the 80s. I'm asking about the free love, the hippie
experience. I don't think that free love in the 60s
had a positive or negative effect on us.
I think it's had a positive effect. I think the goals of free love, which were they wanted peace, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Nope,
they
nothing.
Didn't achieve it.
That's why
they
didn't
achieve
get
it.
Yeah, it was about the Vietnam War. I have vivid memories. You don't because you're not old enough. Vietnam War was Korea really was the beginning of the scourge of military-industrial complex that had been given license to go crazy during World War II because we needed what they produced. And then after that, there had to be a reason for
being. But the Korean conflict, in the end, was a successful effort.
Really? For whom?
Ask the people who are starving in North Korea.
Ask the people who are thriving in South Korea.
Okay, so they could have all been thriving.
Families are split between the two Koreas. I think they disagree.
Yeah. And then you go from there, from Korea, you go into Vietnam, and that unbelievable waste of life and money. And then you think about the waste of Afghanistan and the Middle East. The only thing that really, in my mind, and I don't want to get off on this because I want to go back to the list, but Desert Storm was necessary. Other than that, there's nothing. There has never been. There isn't now a reason for us being where we are militarily. It just is because it's good for business. So, all right, let's keep moving. Let's go back. Speaking of good for business, I'm relating because a lot of these things are tied together. The number four and that five item on the talkers list, and as again I say often, you want to see the whole list in its entirety, go to talkers.com. The shooting in El Paso and Dayton, Philadelphia had a shootout. The number five conversation about calls for increasing gun control. You know, there's got to be a consciousness. There are a lot of laws on the books now that are ignored. They aren't even understood. So it's politically astute, I suppose, to call for new gun laws. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do that. The real culprit here is Wayne LaPierre. He's the number one. He's got a target on his back. And it's appropriate for him because he's responsible for a lot of the ill-timed attitudes toward gun control that even members of the NRA, I was talking to a couple of friends of mine, a guy that I know very well, we saw a sticker on my truck for the NRA. And so he said, well, would you belong to the NRA? I said, yeah, I've been belong to the NRA forever. Well, what do you think? Because I knew, we talk about Ollie a little bit. He was surprised that I knew Ollie, Oliver North, and I never get her name right because I never can pronounce her name right. Dana Lash, right?
Yep.
She is Lash, yeah. Okay, so anyway, they got pushed out because LaPierre didn't like their attitude because it wasn't what he wanted to get done. So now things are getting shaken up in the NRA. But the point I'm making here is that one organization having this much power over candidates or people that are in political positions is just wrong. And so you get into the deeper throes of all of this, the way the country is run, the system of getting elected, reelected. Richie said something very astute, and I don't know if he thought of it that way. We're the only country that has all these damn elections over and over and over and over and over. We're in a constant state of electoralists, whereas other countries we're competing with, they have elections when they feel like it. Okay, England says, call them for election next month. France, Germany, all of them. And then the Chinese, they don't have elections. They say, we've got a president, you've elected. Come on, who believes that? So you're dealing with all of this this stuff, and it's kind of like we were out to lunch.
Well, our country, our electoral process is run by one thing. Money.
That's the case everywhere, but more so now.
No, it's not. It's not.
No, I'm talking
about
other countries.
The way other countries do it, there's very little money involved.
Well, it's because they have short election cycles, much like anything else.
We definitely need to fix our election process.
So what do we do to do that, Richie?
Right now, even the DNC.
You won't agree with getting rid of the Electoral College.
No, I don't want to get rid of the Electoral College. I just want to get rid of the money that goes for the campaigns. Unintentionally, the DNC even changed it even more during this primary process because in an effort to try and whittle down the 20 that they had to throw on a stage at any given time, they said, okay, in order for you to qualify for the next round, you have to get so many donations from this amount of states. And so
it's all about donations and making it about money.
Right. You have to have this. So now they have to get 130,000 donations. So everybody's trying to get a dollar from one person in these amount of states. And so they're spending so much time trying to get $1 donations from 20 different states so that they can make it to the next stage.
It's a joke.
And it just goes to show how the money controls us.
Yep. And it's bigger than this. It's because you've got dark money. which is creepy. Whatever whatever your philosophy is, it's
Citizens
creepy.
United ruined this country. That decision, one decision, ruined the country. The money comes because of that.
My buddy Dave Bossy.
Yeah, great, Richie. Thanks. You've got bad.
He's a good
your choice of friends.
Oh, he's a great guy.
Do I know him? I think I met him once through you, didn't I?
You may have met him. He was I was friends with him years and years ago. A good guy.
Yeah. All right, time for us to have a good night's rest after all this stuff upsetting you. Oh, my God, how am I going to sleep thinking about all this stuff? Well, I have a solution. I have my pillows. You have your pillows. But if you are smart, you have your My Pillow. My Pillow. Amazing company, great American story. Mike Lindell, who runs it, he was the inventor. He was an engineer, didn't like the pillows he bought in the store, so he made his own. And look what it's netted him. 1,500 employees working around the clock to make pillows that can't supply them fast enough. And because things have done well for them, with a lot of great radio.
Yeah.
Doug. Radio advertising. There are big discounts for the rest of the month on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use the code DJV, you can buy, for example, the body pillow. Usually it's $89. You get it for $29 right now using the promo code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Save up to 50, 60, 65% on all kinds of great stuff, including that body pillow. Save the dough. Use the code DJV for these great specials at MyPillow.com. The Talk Radio Countdown Show with the official story list. Let me go through it in case you haven't heard or you didn't go to Talkers.com to get the list, the official list. At number 10... the anniversary of Woodstock, and things do play back to some of the older listeners on News Talk Radio. Number 9, the Russian explosions. Number 8, Chris Cuomo and his incident in the Hamptons. Number 7, the presidential race. Number 6, race relations. Number 5, calls for increased gun control. Number 4, conversations about the shootings. El Paso, Dayton, Philadelphia, Chicago should be in there as well. Number 3, what's going on in the economy. Number 2, what's happening in China. And number 1, the death of Jeffrey Epstein. That's the story list here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
So have you ever heard it said that you don't really realize what you have until it's gone? I saw a picture of myself from over a year ago on social media, and seeing the progress that I've made felt great. I'm Phil, and I'm achieving my goals of losing weight and improving my health with Calitrin. I've lost 60 pounds, and it's helping me sleep better at night. Calitrin, it's science-based with 20 years of results, a safe, natural, and healthy way to lose weight without caffeine or stimulants. It's actually good for you. It gives your body back what it needs, and you're losing weight at a slow, steady pace, so you actually keep the weight off that you do lose. And the best part is, you enjoy all of the same foods you've always loved with your family and friends. And Calitrin, it doesn't interfere with any medications. Now, if you've got any questions about the product at all, you can call my friends there. They have live representatives who answer the phone, and they're always happy to talk with you. It's 833-TOP-LOSS or online. It's TopLoss.com. Again, that's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Joint Formula 14 from Sierra Sil is a game changer if you live with aches and pains. Listeners from all around the country are feeling the relief. Jane wrote in raving about what Joint Formula 14 did for her old sports aches. And for me, old farm pains and chasing my darling Daisy May around the house. How about you? You can be ache-free. Go to achefree.live. Even if you've tried glucosamine and chondroitin, Joint Formula 14 is different. You get relief or you get your money back. Call 877-743-7720. Ask about the half-off offer using the promo code DJV. If you're living with aches, you don't have to. You can feel better. Go online to achefree.live. That's achefree.live. Special 50% offer right now using the DJV code. Get it online or at 877-743-7720 to feel better in 14 days or your money back. When it comes to the people list from Talkers, Sherry Redstone is in the number 10 position. She's the controlling stockholder in the CBS Corporation, actually Viacom, which 13, 14 years ago, it was all one company. Her father, who was in charge at the time, decided they'd get more money out of splitting the companies up. They did that. Now they're back together again. Todd and Julie Chrisley in the number 9 position. Bad Vlad in the premier or president of China, number 8. All these politicians from the Senate and the House leadership there, number 7. Chris Cuomo at number 6. Joe Biden and the rest of the Democrats running for office, number 5. The squad, number 4. Bill and Hill, number 3. Jeffrey Epstein, number 2 on the list of the most discussed people. And as you can imagine, Donald Trump manages to hold on to his position at number 1. That's the people list from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. All right, I'm going to beat on my chest now. I'm tough. I'm like Chris Cuomo. I'm big. I'm tough. I'll get you if you give me any starch. So he looked pretty foolish in all of that. The guy that gave him the starch looked pretty foolish. The whole thing was pretty foolish. But yet, it may be because mostly stations that do news talk are right of center. And Chris Cuomo works for CNN. Brother is the mayor, is the governor of New York. And they aren't exactly in the middle when it comes to politics. I just get a kick out of people and how important they think they are. So where do you go from there? Victoria, where do we... Why do we pay any attention to this sort of thing? It's a good question, isn't it?
Because it's shoved in our faces.
Yeah.
And so you have to sort
we
of
support.
Avoid it.
CNN says, we support our reporter. That came from another news organization.
Right. If he worked for Fox, what do you think CNN would be saying?
Oh, I think they would support him. I mean, it's like with the White House press corps where they all support each other. No,
Ryan
I think they would.
Kilmeade. What's he doing? I mean, I'd like to see him face off Chris Cuomo.
Kilmeade's not that high-strung.
No, he's not at all. He's pretty cool.
But he's laid back.
He's laid back. Yeah,
laid back. 10 before the hour. Thank you, Victoria Jones and Rich McFadden here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time is 53 past the hour. The beauty of information here on the overview that we have every week of the top five I was going to say the top five songs. No, I don't think so. We won't be
singing.
Either
way, it's sort of like the top five hits.
Yeah, it is kind of. It's a countdown of the top five tech stories, courtesy of the research done by Victoria Keelan, who's here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Number five, on our way to number one, LED masks, and whether or not they are good for you.
So the safety of LED face masks are coming into question. Now, if you're on social media and someone has one of these, they always take a selfie. And so this looks like a plastic mask that goes over your face, and it has either red, amber, or blue lights that illuminates it onto your skin. And the LED lights, they basically solve different skin concerns. If you want to have more collagen and plump your skin, there's a setting for that. Red reduces inflammation, and then the blue light kills bacteria. So these have become very, very popular. If you go to the dermatologist where all this began, those treatments can be up to $300 per session, and you need multiple sessions, so it is very pricey.
Woo!
So Neutrogena started, and another drugstore brand started making their own for only about $34.99. Neutrogena is now the first company to pull these from the shelves, saying that the mask itself doesn't do anything to harm your skin. It's actually very good for your skin, but it's harmful to your eyes. And so they're saying if you are going to continue using these masks at home, you have to protect your eyes. This can actually cause permanent vision loss, and you either keep your eyes closed or use some goggles or whatever you need to do, make sure you're protecting your eyes. And that's pretty much what dermatologists have been saying this week across the board. As these masks get more and more popular, always make sure that you buy one that's FDA cleared as well.
Who would have thunk it?
Yep.
Number four, Movie Pass. Those of you who are silly people used to say to me, get the Movie Pass, you'll love it.
A lot of people are unhappy with MoviePass this week because now some of the employees, and are probably former employees, have come forward saying that there was a lot of chicanery going on behind the scenes, and that the CEO directed these employees to change the passwords of some of the users who would use a lot of the movies. People who would go, because basically MoviePass gives you an unlimited amount of movies that you can see in theaters per month for a $10 fee. It was an amazing deal. It was supposed to be a publicity stunt. It went way too far, and 3 million people signed up. The company can't sustain it. So they're on their way out to going bankrupt, and this is probably going to be the next big class action lawsuit. So if you got shut out of movies that you really wanted to see, you most likely, they tampered with your account on the back end.
Mm-hmm. Number three, voting machines and hackers. What a combo.
Yep, this is not great. Security researchers found 35 back-end election systems in 10 different states that were connected to the internet at some point in the past, and which basically left them vulnerable of being hacked or tampered with. And the researchers also found that the election systems are behind firewalls that could be misconfigured and are otherwise not secure. Now, all of these systems are made by a company called Election Systems and Software. They are the top voting machine in the voting machine company in the United States. This is not great coming up with the 2020 election, and there are a lot of bills that have already been presented to Mitch McConnell in the Senate. He has not brought a single one to a vote, which is very suspect. And the other thing, technologically, these machines are running on Windows 7, which will no longer even be supported by the end of this year, meaning by more than a year from now, when we hit the 2020 election, I don't even know how they're going to secure these machines. It's kind of a disaster.
Lovely. Number two, working our way to number one on the list of important tech stories, the FBI is into monitoring Facebook now, it would appear.
Yeah, after all the mass shootings, the FBI is stepping up saying we need to do something, and they think that one of the answers is to harvest all of the data from Facebook and Twitter and other social media platforms. Instagram would be included in this, Snapchat as well. The FBI is seeking proposals from third-party vendors to see how they could maybe monitor all of this, and if anything is a red flag, then potentially they could prevent another mass shooting.
Number one story is a simple merger that'll work out well for both parties, it looks like. I wonder how it'll work out for the users of these products.
Well, that's exactly it. This is maybe not so simple for the consumer. CBS and Viacom have reunited. So now Showtime, CBS, the book publisher, Simon & Schuster, all the MTV networks, Nickelodeon and Paramount Movie Studios will be one new streaming service. So it's yet another monthly bill that we all may have to endure.
And you got your choices. I'm saying this stuff is going to become so expensive they're going to go back to pay for television or advertisers for it on TV.
Possibly.
59 after.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
Black Bear feels like home.
We're doing tremendously well. Our consumers are rich. I gave a tremendous tax cut, and they're loaded up with money.
Mr. Trump says the only thing holding the U.S. economy back are the unfair trade practices of other nations.
When all of that normalizes, we've got a rocket ship. Our country is going to be stronger by far than ever before. I mean, if I wanted to make a bad deal and settle on China, the market would go up, but it wouldn't be the right thing to do.
There were weekend rallies across the country in a number of cities calling for stricter gun laws. Former Trump advisor Dr. Sebastian Gorka says a closer look at recent shootings indicates current laws did not prevent the carnage. Nevertheless, House Judiciary Democrats will convene hearings on September 4th. President Trump said that the idea of buying Greenland from Denmark has been discussed within his administration because of the strategic benefits it could pose for the U.S. Mr. Trump said he'd like to discuss that possibility when he visits Denmark.
I'm thinking about going there. I'm not necessarily definitely going there, but I may be going. We're going to Poland, and then we may be going to Denmark. Not for this reason at all, but we're looking at it. It's not number one on the burner.
So far, Denmark says the territory's not for sale. Protesters gathered outside Hong Kong's government headquarters, peacefully dispersing after fellow demonstrators urged them to go home. Sunday's pro-democracy rally, attended by hundreds of thousands, concluded a rare peaceful weekend in the city, which has been beset by violent clashes between protesters and police, going on 11 weeks now. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
As President Trump prepares to head to France for the Group of Seven summit this coming week, is House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been quietly engaging the world from another point of view.
Security, prosperity, government.
That, says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, is the central focus of the overseas trips members of Congress take during the summer recess. But these days, Pelosi is also presenting an alternative face for U.S. diplomacy to President Trump's America First agenda.
We do believe in multilateral engagement, that we have to engage with our friends in order to solve some of the challenges that the world faces.
Pelosi says Democrats and Republicans do have foreign policy differences, but are united on American values, such as human rights and religious freedom. Ben Thomas, Washington.
On Sunday, former First Lady Rosalynn Carter turned 92 years old. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. More and more, it seems, colorectal cancer is appearing at a younger age. We get some notes from Dr. Charles Snyderman.
The Canadian Cancer Registry has data on nearly 700,000 colorectal cancer reports from 1969 to 2015. It shows a gradual increase in cases under age 50 in both men and women, which seems to be accelerating. Current guidelines recommend beginning routine colorectal cancer screening at age 50, if no other risk factors. Charles Snyderman of Washington.
European governments scrambling to deal with what some consider a new threat to life and limb, electric scooters. From France to Germany, Britain to the Balkans, various options are under consideration, from banning them outright to issuing speeding tickets to forcing users to take a driver's test. Proponents call the scooters a leap into the future, but critics say they are a new nuisance to pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey, people at my friend's company got blackmail emails.
Yeah, it's a popular type of spear phishing attack.
Wow, that sounds serious.
It is.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kunda for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Come.
Hey folks, up first this time around, it's the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny Program. And later we'll present three short stories on the Columbia Workshop, the landmark CBS dramatic series that launched back in the mid-1930s. Well, at the end of our previous show, Jack Benny was getting some acting advice from Hollywood leading man Robert Taylor. They'll be joined by cast members Phil Harris, Kenny Baker, and Mary Livingston, who was Jack's real-life wife. Let's get back to it. It's from February 13th of 1938.
Say, Bob, how about helping me out with that little love scene now? You know, the...
Okay, Jack. You and Mary run over those lines again, and I'll kind of give it the once-over.
Fine. Come on, Mary.
Why don't you let me do it with Mr. Taylor and you watch?
Mary, Barbara's listening in. You know, she's... Look, anyway, I'm the one who needs rehearsing.
That's why I don't want to do it with you.
Well, it wouldn't hurt you to help me out. Now, come on. Here's the script. We'll take it from the same entrance.
Now, remember, Jack, put a little fire into it.
Okay, Bob, I gotcha. All right, Mary, I'm coming through the door again.
All right.
Good evening, Julia. I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Oh, Andre, my love.
Andre, where's Amos?
Phil. I've come for the last time, Julia, to ask you to marry me. You toyed with my affections long enough. Remember our bargain, Julia, when I saved your father from ruin? Well, the time has come. And whether you love me or not, you're stuck with me. Now, what do you say?
I'll go back to Waukegan.
Walk, there you are, Bob. What's the use of me trying to do anything?
Well, will you let me try it with Mary, Jack? Maybe I can get better results.
I know I will.
Oh, sure, sure.
No, I won't.
Now, look, Mary. When you and I play this scene, just sit back and relax.
Yes, Bob.
Imagine that we're in a world of our own, drifting on a cloud.
Yes, Bob.
Yes, Bob. Yes, Bob. Yes, Bob. Come on, you two. Show me what you can do.
Quiet. I'm drifting.
Oh, you're drifting, eh?
I am, too.
Kenny!
All right, Mary, I'm coming through the door now. good evening, Julia. I'm sorry I kept you waiting.
Oh, Andre, my love, kiss me.
I don't remember that line being in there.
I've come for the last time, Julia, to ask you to marry me.
Kiss me, Andre.
You've toyed with my affections long enough.
Kiss me, Andre. Kiss me.
Don't keep saying that. Kiss me, Andre. It's not in there.
Well, the time has come, and whether you love me or not, you're stuck with me.
Then kiss me, Andre. Kiss me.
My darling.
The one that's going to play it. It's a fine scene. All right, Mary. You were finally kissed by Robert Taylor. Now what have you got to say?
He can go back to Waukegan, too.
Why, Mary. Mary, didn't you enjoy it?
No, but let's do it again.
Oh, I thought so. Well, Bob, no kidding. I think I did learn something from watching you play that scene with Mary. You gave me a couple of good pointers there. You know?
Well, I hope I didn't embarrass you or anything, Jack.
Oh, no, Bob. No, and I'm very grateful. After all, you're an actor and I'm a comedian. An alleged comedian, anyway. My only serious moments are spent with my violin. I think I've got you stopped there.
Oh, I don't know about that, Jack. You know, I'm somewhat of a musician myself. I play a pretty mean cello.
A cello? Oh, I didn't know that. Isn't that a coincidence? You play the cello and I play the violin.
Guess what they're going to do now, folks?
Mary. Well, Bob, we can borrow a cello and a violin from the boys in the orchestra. Now, how about you and I swinging out on a nice hot tune?
Fine. You know Mighty Like a Rose?
Oh, that's a sizzler. Say, Phil, let us have a violin and a cello, will you?
Not without a deposit.
Now, we're not going to leave the room.
Okay, here you are, boys.
All right. Oh, Don, introduce this number, will you?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we now bring you Jack and Bob, those rhythm rascals, who will give you their interpretation of Mighty Like a Rose.
Are you going to start? I'll start.
Just play it, Jack.
Oh, by the way, Bob, you were in Europe this summer, weren't you?
Yes, I was, Jack.
Well, tell me, how did you find London?
I asked a policeman. Yes, Jack?
What goes around a button?
A goat.
You guessed it the first time. 40, boys, 40. Give it everything, Bob.
With Bum Jokes, played by Robert Taylor and Jack Benny.
Thanks, Don. And now, folks, is an
encore. Play, Phil. Play.
Oh.
Play.
We're a little late, Bob, but I'll see you next Thursday night on your Maxwell House program. Thanks for coming over. Good night, folks.
Kenny Baker appears on the Jell-O program through courtesy of Mervyn LeRoy. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
From February 13th, 1938. As you were, not only was Robert Taylor appearing in motion pictures, but he also had his own radio show, sponsored by the Maxwell House Coffee Time. In that Jack Benny episode there were some references to a Barbara. Well, that Barbara was Taylor's future wife, Barbara Stanwyck, the Hollywood power couple that appeared together in a couple of films, 1936 as His Brother's Wife, and the history drama This Is My Affair, released the following year. Taylor and Stanwyck got married in May of 1939 and divorced 13 years later. In 1954, Taylor would marry German actress Ursula Thies, and they had two children together, son Terry and daughter Tessa. Well, Robert Taylor was born in Nebraska back in 1911, and given the lengthy name Spangler Arlington Brew, he was the son of a farmer turned doctor, and as a teenager was a track star, but he also played cello in the high school orchestra. He went to college to study music and ended up following a favorite professor to Pomona College in Los Angeles. While performing in a campus theater group, he was spotted by an MGM talent scout. And after signing with that studio, he was given the name Robert Taylor. And he made his film debut in 1934 in the Will Rogers motion picture, Handy Andy. One of his first leading roles was in Magnificent Obsession, opposite Irene Dunne. And other prominent movies included Billy the Kid, Johnny Eager, The Tan, and Quo Vadis. He also spent time on television, led by the 1950s early 60s police series, The Detectives. He was also one of the fellows to spend time as the host of the long-running series, Death Valley Days. Robert Taylor passed away in 1969 at age 57. I'm Greg Bell, and next on When Radio Was, we'll visit the Columbia Workshop, right after this.
At Orchard Nutrition Center, we strive to be the gatekeepers of 100% organically grown produce. Our goal is to provide you and your family with produce that is fresh from the farm and pure 100% organically grown. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, Professional Cleaning Services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury. Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, where we now have the Columbia Workshop, a landmark CBS dramatic series that launched back in the mid-1930s and was introduced with the following statement. The Columbia Workshop dedicates itself to the purposes of familiarizing you with the story behind radio, both in broadcasting as well as in aviation, shipping, communication, and pathology, and to experiment in new techniques with the hope of discovering or evolving new and better forms of radio presentation, with special emphasis on radio drama, to encourage and present the work of new writers and artists who may have fresh and vital ideas to contribute. Well, this one certainly highlights new writers, as three junior staff members contribute. Listen for future Gunsmoke producer-director Norman McDonald handling some acting roles. Pretty cool. This is from March 14th of 1940.
The Columbia Workshop has always been interested in new writers and experimental forms of radio technique. For it is this program's aim to uncover the unusual. Undoubtedly, throughout the country, there are individuals and groups of individuals who are devoting much of their time to experiments in program presentation. If possible, the workshop would like to recognize the efforts of those so engaged. It just happens that in our Hollywood studios at Station KNX, a group of the young employees have been conducting such experiments over the shortwave station W6XDA. These youngsters are the broadcasters of tomorrow, beginning their careers as mailroom boys, secretaries, transcription operators, script girls, and theater ushers. The Columbia Workshop has watched these young people do many interesting things during their first term of training. Tonight, you are invited to hear typical examples of their experiments. We take you now to the studio laboratory of the CBS Junior Staff of Hollywood.
I work in the transcription.
I'm an elevator operator.
I'm a secretary.
I'm a theater usher.
I run a teletype
engine. I am a script girl.
I'm a tour guide.
I'm a sound effect technician.
I work in music clearance. I check.
And I work in the mailroom, sorting and distributing the thousands of fan letters received daily by your favorite stars. But aside from our regular jobs, we members of the CBS junior staff have a common interest, the active production of radio programs. So that we may develop this ambition, the Columbia Network has placed at our disposal its shortwave unit W6XDA, and we operate it just as if it were a regular broadcasting station. We have our own program director, production manager, continuity chief, publicity department, chief announcer, engineering staff, and a department of special events. This evening, we present a group of three dramas, typical of those given each week over our station. And here is the chief announcer of our junior staff, Bob Fisk, to set the scene for the first of these productions.
Thank you, Wes Maris. The surrealist play, Dialogue with Music, was written by Mr. Charles Tracy, who, by the way, made a previous contribution to the Columbia Workshop in 1937. Of this type of drama, Mr. Tracy says,
"Surrealism is an art that cannot be fully understood by the rational mind, even as our dreams cannot be correctly interpreted, because its very substance is an irrational composition. We therefore ask that our audiences do not try to understand, but rather receive our offering only as an interesting and unusual form of entertainment."
The CBS Junior Group presents Charles Tracy's Dialogue with Music, starring Secretary Eleanor Ross as the girl and tour guide Norman McDonald as the cowboy. Directed by theater usher Gene Twombly, with original music scored and conducted by commercial music librarian Kenneth Hodge.
Are you plumb sure you love me, gal? I've been hearing you sigh so much lately, it seems like you ain't happy like you was at first.
for her, dear. I'm so sorry that you heard. I'll turn my head the next time I saw.
Of course, I know you must be getting kind of saddle sore by now.
Oh, no, it isn't that.
But you said that you'd love me forever if I'd take you to the end of the lakeshore. And you did seem so happy till we got there.
Oh, please forgive me, cowboy. You're so fine and strong, and my horse was so gentle. Why, I didn't even notice our jogging. But I've always wanted to go where there are no shadows. In the distance, I've seen the other end of the lake shore where the shadows seem to vanish. But when you said that we were at the end, we'd not come to the distance, and there they were, all around us, the shadows.
But, Gal, can't you see that light makes the shadows?
The sky is light, and yet the sky is clear and even.
Sure, but it's where the light catches the earth that shadows come, like when these things like trees, but there ain't no trees round here.
Trees, you said? Oh, cowboy, how little you know. Don't you see the shadows everywhere? On my face, from my fingernails, on the surface of the earth, from the rocks, from pebbles. Well, even all the grains of sand cast shadows, and they're always moving. That's one from your horse's ears, a terrible thing. Look at the dark imps skipping about, flitting here and there, here now, there then. Shadows' edges are so sharp, they cut me. At the end of the shore of the three-sided lake, it was the same. Shadows. It's the same here on our side. For I fear that when we get to the third side, it'll be the same. Say, cowboy, take me to the fourth side of the lake.
But, gal, there ain't no other side. Only poets dream of such things. Now, folks can only see three sides to anything. And what they can't see, there.
Where is all of the dark light, cowboy? I've looked into the deep lake, and there I've not seen shadows, only darkness and peace. Do you think I belong down there?
Now, a horse is a fine thing. Me and this one is lined up to compete in all the rodeos this season.
Of course, I can't see the fourth side of the lake, but somehow I think there is one. Somehow.
Now, this baby Pinto sure knows his stuff, gal, when it comes to roping the steers.
Oh, if I could only think. Then perhaps I could trace the shadows to their source. The blessed source of dark light.
Pinto knows just the right time to stiffen his front legs, and he ain't been trained much neither. It just seems natural to him. He watches the rope leaving my hand, takes three more gallops, and stiffens. Oh, boy.
Listen, cowboy. I hear a strange noise.
Where, gal? I don't hear nothing, just a rattler over in the shed of that grease brush. Horses turn out for snakes or scents.
Horses, shadows, snakes.
A calf in 12 seconds. Tain't possible, they say. It ain't it? Pinto and Neil, Sean. I can hear Happy, the announcer. Crowds are cheering. Cowboy champion of the world.
Cowboy, look! The shadow in the sky. Oh, it's horrible. Horrible. It's a demon. Oh, cowboy, what is it? What is it? It grows bigger. Here comes the wind!
Cyclone! Quick, Dale, get off your horse! Get under brush!
Crossing the lake in my sailboat, sweetness. I've been watching your trouble with the light and waiting for you for a very long time.
But, darling, I suffered so with the shadows, and now they're gone. Oh, you're so sweet and peaceful. Poet, my darling, was it you I longed for?
Yes, my love. But you were mistaken in thinking that the shadows hurt you. It was the cruel, sharp edges of light that cut into your precious soul. Come. Come into my arms.
Oh, yes. Yes, I see now. But hold me tighter, dear. We are drifting away from light into dark light. And as we go, I see the sharp edges vanishing. And yet I see clear as we go. Oh, why is it so, dear poet? And when will I not hear the horses tramping?
Poor, tired, sweet soul. You are entering into the dark light of eternal life. In my arms of true love, you are dreaming, drifting, dying away from the misunderstandings and sufferings of the world of light. But my love, you see clearly because we are gliding into the shadows, unbroken shadows. Love's haven, it is the fourth side of the lake.
Kiss me.
Our second presentation deals with a more concrete form of life, one with which the author and cast are both familiar. Written and directed by Rich Hall of the Music Clearance Department and played by 8 junior staff members, Fraternity Meeting is a radio sketch concerned with a phase of life from which many of us have just graduated. It features tour guide Bob Hogan as the house president, theater usher James Schillinger as the football player, and sound technician Ray Erlenborn as the secretary. As the sketch opens, we take you back a few months to the time when King Football reigned supreme. Sports writers and commentators were filling the ether waves with who's who and what's what on the gridiron.
This has been Ted Smith, your football forecaster, bringing you the latest developments in the gridiron scene. Time for one more brief bulletin. Stu Campbell, triple threat backfield star from Midwest University, was declared ineligible for the big game of state Saturday because of scholastic difficulties. This one probably proved a big blow to Midwest.
What are we going to do about it?
Let's finish this meeting.
Yeah, well, let's find out.
Brothers all in the fraternal order of Sigma Sigma Delta, please come to order. Brother Chorister Johnson will lead us in the fraternity song.
All right, fellas.
Brothers all in Sigma Delta, our fraternity, loyal true to Sigma Delta, we will always be. Sigma Delta, here's to thee, our fraternity, loyal true to Sigma Delta, we will always be.
Brother High Scribe Newton will read the minutes of the last meeting.
The meeting was called to order by Brother High Counselor DeHolzer. Minutes were read and approved. Brother Treasurer Brown reported that the financial situation was extremely tough. He urged the brothers to pay their bills because Nelson the grocer threatened to cut off all credit unless something were done about the bill. Brother Treasurer Brown asked the brothers if they wanted to continue eating. The brothers all replied in the affirmative. Brother Brown said, then let's see some bills come in. General discussion was held on scholarship plans for the year. Brother High Counselor DeHolzer asked the brothers to remember their initiation pledge to Sigma Sigma Delta that above all things, scholarship came first. Brother Eckhart asked Brother High Counselor DeHolzer if that were the case, how come he flunked Economics 3 last semester? Brother High Counselor DeHolzer declared Brother Eckhart was out of order, also adding that how could he pass the course when the professor was down on him for 6 measly cuts? General discussion was held on campus activities. Brother House Manager Turner made the motion that each pledge be required to supply 6 paddles by next meeting so that the brothers wouldn't have to take boards from the picket fence in the backyard. The motion was seconded and carried. The meeting was adjourned at 8:55 by Brother High Counselor DeHolzer.
Brother High Scribe Newton has just read the minutes. And Brother Johnson, will you please put that magazine away and pay some attention here? Now, are there any corrections or additions?
No, I'm good.
If not, the minutes stand approved as read. We will dispense with all old and new business because of the seriousness of the one problem we have before us tonight. Now, as you all know, this meeting was called because Brother Stu Camel is ineligible for the big game with State Saturday. Brother Camel flunked his midterm in Chemistry 1, and it's up to us to find some way to get Brother Camel up in Chem 1 so that he can play Saturday. Now, we owe it to our great school, fellas, and we owe it to the undying brotherhood of Sigma Sigma Delta. Well, first of all, I think we should have a statement from Brother Camel as to just how come he flunked that quiz. Brother Camel.
Honorable High Counselor and brothers, can't tell you why I flunked the quiz. I just flunked it.
Well, did you study for this exam, Brother Camel?
Sure, I studied for it. I just can't get all them NaCls and H2Os and all that titration stuff through my head.
Well, if you ask me, I think Brother Campbell's been mousing around too much of that big blonde over at the Theta House.
Oh, yeah? Listen, Stinky, just because she won't give you a date...
Listen, I wouldn't even be seen with that big blonde.
Well, how come you're calling her up every chance you get, trying to beat my turn?
Quiet, quiet, order. Let's have some order in here.
Who says I call her up?
She says so. You ask me, that's a fine way for one brother to treat another.
Quiet, quiet, quiet. I ask you to please remember that you're in the sacred meeting hall of Sigma Sigma Delta. I should throw you all out for conduct unbecoming brothers in this society. Brother Johnson, will you please put that magazine away? Now, come on, let's cut out all this personal stuff and act like the gentlemen that we are. We've got to get Brother Camel eligible for that game Saturday, and we're never going to do it by acting like a bunch of old women around here. Now, Brother Camel, will Professor Barnes give you a makeup on that quiz?
Sure he will, but it won't do any good. Just can't savvy that stuff.
Don't say can't, Brother Camel. Brothers of Sigma Sigma Delta never say die. That is our creed.
Brother High Counselor.
Yes, Brother Eckert?
I think it's Brother Camel's own fault for signing up for Chem 1. I told him to take a pipe course like Bible.
I had to have Chem 1 for my major.
Quiet, Brother Camel. Brother Eckert has the floor. Are you through, Brother Eckert?
Well, all I gotta say is I warned Brother Camel.
Well, all right, but this isn't helping the situation any. The fact is, Brother Camel signed up for Chem 1, and he's got to get up in it before Saturday or he doesn't play.
Brother High Counselor.
Yes, Brother Newton?
I'm in pretty good with the night watchman over at the science building. If I could get in the chemistry office, I might be able to get the mimeographs on the quiz.
Oh, that won't do any good. There surely won't be any mimeographs on the quiz for just one person.
Yeah, that's right. But thanks for the suggestions anyhow, Brother Newton. Those were the first constructive thoughts we've had this evening.
Say, wait a minute. How about that new whatchamacallit Brother Turner was bragging about the other day?
Please address the chair, Brother Eckert.
Brother High Counselor.
Yes, Brother Eckert.
Brother Turner invented some kind of a thing which he says worked out pretty well in the history quiz last week.
Well, now we're getting someplace. Say, how about this device, Brother Turner?
Oh, no. I'm afraid if I show this thing to these wolves, somebody will let it
what?
Out. To the brothers. Somebody will let it out, and then it'll be my neck before the Student Board of Control.
Wait a minute, Brother Turner. I'm surprised to hear you talk that way. Members in the great brotherhood of Sigma Sigma Delta are bound to an oath of secrecy. That is our creed.
Okay, I'll tell you about it. But the first one of you guys that talks to this about anybody will answer to me personally, see?
Brothers, I ask you to please remember our bond of secrecy. Now, Brother Turner, what about this device?
Well, it's just a long piece of adding machine ribbon wound between two pencil stubs like a scroll, and it has a rubber band around it. Now, all you do is to type the whole semester's work on a thing, then you roll it back and forth like a scroll in one hand.
Sounds pretty complicated to me.
Listen, Eckert, this is better than anything you ever invented.
Quiet, quiet. Please remember to address the chair. Well, now, how about it, Brother Turner? Is it complicated or not?
Complicated nothing. Anybody in the world can use this thing. It's foolproof.
Brothers in the Fraternal Order of Sigma Sigma Delta, I commend you for coming to the aid of a brother in need. Brother Johnson, for the last time, will you please put that magazine away?
Hey, wait a minute, fellas.
Please address the chair, Brother Johnson.
Well, Brother High Counselor?
Yes, Brother Johnson, but make it snappy.
Well, say, fellas, I think we've all been overlooking one very important fact.
And that is that Professor Barnes is a member in good standing of Sigma Sigma Delta.
What?
Yes, sir. California Alpha, 1932.
You mean he's one of the brothers?
Absolutely. Why, I read it right here in this magazine. And say, if you guys had read the fraternity magazine, you'd know these things.
Well, that changes the whole situation. And it just goes to prove that no member of Sigma Sigma Delta ever has to lower himself to dishonesty, no matter what the cause may be. That is our creed. Now listen, Brother Camel, all you've got to do is go in and see Brother Barnes tomorrow. Wear your pin out in the open where he can see it. Give him the grip. Then tell him that you realize that you haven't been...
You're listening to the Columbia Workshop. We'll be right back with Act Two right after this.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you again into the inner sanctum. Come in. Come on in, please. And will you excuse me while I scrape the mud off my hands? Got them dirty in the cemetery, digging up a plot for you.
Radio Spirits delivers you into the dark for 16 terrifying tales of suspense and the supernatural with their 8-CD Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death collection.
John. John, it's an open grave. Freshly dug.
Yes, Betty. It was just dug tonight.
But who is it for?
Betty, darling. I'm afraid it's for you.
Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death is regularly $31.95. But today, when Radio Was listeners can order it for just $19.95, that's more than 35% off. Plus, get free shipping. Get your copy at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
We hope you're ready. The time to place your order is now.
Right now. Right now. You're frightened?
Don't get scared. Yet. Get Inner Sanctum Shadows of Death today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code FEAR77.
Until then, good night. Pleasant dreams.
Are you scared yet? You should be. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to the Columbia Workshop on When Radio Was.
This is Ted Smith, your favorite football forecaster, bringing you latest developments in the gridiron scene. And here's good news for Midwest University students and alumni. Stu Campbell, Midwest ace backfield star, who earlier in the week was declared ineligible for the game at stake, has made up his scholastic deficiencies and will definitely play Saturday.
All the characters and all the places named in fraternity meeting are purely fictitious, and any similarity to actual methods employed by football players in passing examinations is purely coincidental.
Third of tonight's experimental productions by the CBS junior staff turns from the serial comic activities of the chapter room to the real-life drama that plays in a crowded courtroom. A courtroom now buzzing with excitement since the return.
The defendant will rise. The foreman of the jury will rise and read the verdict. We, the jury, do find the defendant guilty.
Order! Order in the court!
Daniel Trent, you have been tried and found guilty of murder. It now becomes the duty of this court to pass sentence upon you as decreed by the law of this state. It is therefore ordered that at 5 o'clock on the morning of March 21st, in the state penitentiary.
Outside This World, from junior writer Joel Malone's story, adapted by transcription operator Don Sanford, and directed by junior producer Ernest Jarvis. Featuring tour guide Norman McDonald and theater usher Byron Palmer in the two personalities of Danny Trent. In the mind of every man, there speak two kinds of voices. Those that come from without and those that remain within. From both of these, this story takes its form.
Half an hour more I get. There's lots of time. Shoot a game of pool in half an hour. Get from second and grand clear down to Mike's place.
We're gonna die in half an hour. Don't you know it, Danny? We're gonna die.
Oh, shut up. You ain't Danny Trent. I am. I don't know nothing about you. Who are you anyway?
You know me, Danny. I'm you. I'm the real you.
Ah, you ain't nothing. I'm lighting a cigarette.
Oh, that won't get rid of me, Danny. I'm here now. I've always been here, really. And you've always known it. That's why you've tried so hard to hide from me.
Ah, shut up. You're talking like a little kid.
I am a little kid, Danny. I'm you.
I ain't a kid. I'm a man. There's been plenty of years since I growed up.
Kids don't never grow up, Danny. They just get too big for themselves.
Ah, shut up, shut up. They come to get me. I can't let them see me dreaming, can I? I gotta show them I'm tough.
All right, Danny, it's time.
He says it's time, Danny. Don't let him take us. Get back in the corner. Hold on to those bars. Scream for him to go away.
Shut up, you yellow little rat. I'm running this show.
Don't let him kill us, Danny. Don't.
Sure, Warden. I've been waiting for you. I wondered what was taking you so long.
Still game, huh, Danny?
Game? Say, what do you guys got to scare me? A little hanging, that ain't nothing. Why, I'll be back in 5 minutes to Hexalotta you. You better look under your bed tonight, Warden. The ghost of Danny Trent will be sitting there waiting to say boo.
I'll have to hand it to you, Danny. All right, come along.
That's it. Now I got him laughing. Take it like I took everything else, with a grin.
They can't kill me, Danny. I never had a chance to live. 3 years ago, you began to crowd in on me. First, I liked you. You were a man. You could do things I was afraid
of. Oh, shut up, shut up. One of these other guys is talking to me. I gotta listen to him, don't I, to be ready with a comeback?
We're taking the life of a fellow man. Give him strength in this his last hour upon earth. Let him see the light and repent his wrongdoing. Grant him, O Father, your divine...
Time to take a short break, but we'll be back to wrap up this Columbia Workshop right after this.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to the Columbia Workshop on When Radio Was.
A priest. He makes me feel kind of funny. I gotta quit listening to him. He might make me weak. There's the gallows. That don't make me feel so good either. Something seems...
No. I'm Danny now. I'm Danny, and I'm out in the yard, and I'm breathing the open air. Oh, 3 years since I've breathed. Let me take it in deep. Look there. The stars. Just a few of them left. That poem I learned in school. And the sun has flung the stone that set the stars aflight. The sun will be here soon now. I like seeing the sun. Wait. I won't see it. I'll be dead.
Get back there, you sniveling kid. Get back where you belong. You ain't gonna spoil my show. You ain't gonna do it. Yeah, I guess I got control of myself now. I don't know what happened. Thought for a minute I was gonna faint. That'd be a laugh. Yeah. Danny Trent, fainting.
You're the reporters, Danny.
Any statement you'd like
Danny
to make, Trent?
To say, Trent?
Yeah,
anything
about
for the
a story,
paper?
Mr.
Let's
Trent.
Have something, Danny.
Don't tell me they let dames in at hangings.
Why not? They hang them, don't they?
All right. I got a swell story. This is headline stuff. I've been saving it for you guys, and you too, sister.
Fine, let's have it.
Glad to see you're so anxious, fellas. Meet me tomorrow, and I'll give you the whole thing. I got a date right now. Got a date I can't miss. Awful sorry, fellas. Yeah, awful sorry.
All right, Danny. We start up now.
All right, Danny, we start up now. Up those 13 steps. I don't break now, I don't. I do it the way I planned it. Let him print it in the papers. Danny Trent was laughing and defiant. That's it, laughing and defiant. Sure, it's easy.
Danny, you can't forget me. Not these last few minutes. Remember when you got your first job? I was with you then. It was driving a bakery wagon. Oh, you were a good worker, too. Smart, reliable, quick to catch on. Your boss, Mr. Johnson, always said you were a good boy.
Listen. There's 12 more steps, and I ain't gonna stop, not for a second.
Danny,
shut up. I ain't listening, I tell you. I ain't listening.
Remember Helen, the kid? That was me she fell in love with, not you. All those plans we had. First to get married. Danny and Helen married. Gonna build a house someday, too, we were. Imagine living in a house. Never lived any place but a room. A room in an old tenement. But Helen and me together, it was gonna be different.
Them reporters, they make me sick. They're a bunch of vultures.
They don't mean it, Danny. It's just the way they talk.
You were gonna fix it up for Helen and me. You were gonna make money quick. I remember what they said,
Danny.
You
want to make some easy
dough? Get married, ain't you, kiddo? How about cashing in with some easy pickings? You and the wife could use it, couldn't you?
Danny Trent, you're just the guy we need for this thing. Now, with that job, you've got to be over.
once they said those things to you, I couldn't hold you back. That's when you became Danny. And every time I tried to talk, you smothered me back. Man's work, you said. But Helen stuck with you. Because she was trying to reach me. Oh, you know the things she used to say.
Danny, why don't you give up? Can't you see you're ruining everything, Danny? I love you. But can't you understand? I won't go on being married to a criminal. I won't.
But you wouldn't let me talk to her. You went to your parents for help. Remember what they
don't
said.
Don't listen to her, Danny.
You'll be the first to come running back when you're in the big
she
money.
She won't have them nice things you'll be able to buy her.
Even last night, you wouldn't let me talk to her. Last night, when she came to say goodbye.
Danny. Oh, Danny, why wouldn't you listen to me? Now it's too late. It's too late.
That's it, Danny. Now just step right over here.
This is me they're taking. This is me they're gonna hang. Me, with a rope going around my neck.
Anything to say, Danny? Your last words, I'm afraid.
Yes. I'd like to say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye to the gang for me, Warden. Any of them you happen to see.
Oh. Okay, Danny. You know, for a minute you sounded different. I guess it's that hood. Good luck, boy.
Why didn't you let me say it? Say goodbye to hell.
Oh, it's no use, kid. Ain't it better to let her think it's me they're killing, ain't it? There's lots of ways you and me could have helped each other. It's too bad I never heard you till this morning. We'd have done all right if we just got together before.
You mean it, Danny, don't you? Oh, gee, that's well. Danny, I want to see the sun come...
Boy, what nerve. Killer's got nerve, all right.
Oh, they're all alike. I've covered dozens of these hangings. And every time they walk right up those 13 steps, like this guy, without ever giving it a thought.
You have just heard a presentation by the CBS Junior Staff of Hollywood. Their experimental work has been completed for tonight, and now they must return to their regular jobs as mailroom boys, secretaries, transcription operators, script girls, and theater ushers. Their work tonight in the Columbia Workshop marks a step forward, another milestone toward the goal they seek. For one day, these young people will take their places as the real men behind the microphones. They are the broadcasters of tomorrow. The framework of the production tonight was under the direction of Glenn Middleton. Dick Hazel, office assistant, was the engineer, and sound effects by James Murphy. CBS wishes to thank Local 47 of the American Federation of Musicians, the American Federation of Radio Artists, and the Associated Broadcast Technicians of the IBEW for permitting the junior staff to present tonight's special program.
From March 14, 1940, indeed produced by a number of junior staff members and other employees at CBS Radio. Even heard future Gunsmoke in Fort Laramie producer-director Norman McDonald doing a little radio acting. He would have been just 23 at the time. He became a full-time national radio director after World War II with a few different series, including Escape and The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. Over on television, he was primarily known for Gunsmoke, but McDonald was also an executive producer for another Western series, which starred James Drury and Doug McClure. I'll name it, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now to receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER33. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to use coupon code SUMMER33 for shipping savings.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding?
You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
We are in the dog days of summer, and there are certain things to keep in mind when trying to catch fish. I'll share some tips in just a moment.
At Higdon Outdoors, we help you get the most of every minute you spend hunting. There's no substitute for experience and a commitment to excellence. We're using our 20 years of uncompromising product development and unparalleled in-the-field performance to make your duck, goose, and turkey hunting experience even better. We welcome Power Calls to the Higdon Outdoors family. Unleash the power. Visit power-calls.com. That's power-calls.com.
One of the first things to keep in mind when fishing in the summer is that fish are most active in the mornings and evenings. Focus on that time of day. If fishing in the middle of the day, the shady side of structure or book docks is a likely place to find fish laying in ambush. To learn more, check us out on drawintowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
When Radio Was, where I was talking about a 1960s, early 70s television western series starring James Drury and Doug McClure. The answer is The Virginian. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but visit us over at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer.